Tell me what's this when tryna get it on y'all. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long. Can't forget about the times I was hung out alone. Now I'm getting to the money and I'm rocking all these shows. Never mind the things, I'm pulling on, rocking on designer chains. Fucking on the bitch, and you know she slipping out on the deep. Counting on the rash, yeah, I'm on my shit. Close to the stars, high life. What you gonna do, tryna get my two lives? On my knees, yeah, I'm tryna get it right. Fighting all the demons all around me. So what you gonna do is you gon' fight. Gotta be well protected. Separate all the wrongs in my life. Gotta be well respected. Keep a pistol on my side. Drive off in that Lexus. Swerve off and go get high. Tell me what's the difference when tryna get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long.
Disclaimer. The opinions expressed during this podcast are conversational in nature and expressed only in comedic and entertainment purposes. Not all of the facts will be correct, but we attempt to be as accurate as possible. At least I think we do. My bad, y'all. Theater holds no liability over this conversation, over these conversations on this podcast. And you know, using this podcast, you understand that it is solely for entertainment purposes only. Enjoy the damn show. Laugh, love, live, and smile more, because we about to.
Alright, y'all. I think we ready.
Can you play that song for me?
Not right now, I can't. Because we're going to get audited. I mean, banned, or whatever you want to call it. Flagged.
Oh, you ready to start? Oh.
Yeah, I'm starting now. Okay. I got you, though. At the end. I got you, I got you. Boom, 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 boom. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We back with another episode of You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care, and I am your humble host, Sebastian Sincere. Y'all already know the vibes. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but it's... I done made it to 50 episodes, y'all.
Yay!
Let's go. Yay! I done made it to 50 episodes, y'all. It's been hell and high water. Running through different people. Y'all already know how I am. But we on episode 50 of the You Don't Pay Me Enough pod. And today, we do have some special guest co-hosts. But, y'all already know what this show is all about. This is for the heteros, the homosexuals, and the hustlers. So if you either one, two, or all three of them, this is the goddamn show for you. So we're going to jump into it. We're going to have fun on this show. We don't have like no topics. We're just going to go straight into team building. Everybody loves the team building, of course. So the whole show is going to be about asking the wildest, fucking craziest questions. And we just going to kick back and chill and eat. And y'all know y'all can just, you know. And then I do want y'all to make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. And please comment, people, so I can talk about y'all comments.
Jump
on
in
the
fucking comments.
Show. Like, Jesus.
Jump in the comments.
That's all. Yes. I want y'all to do is comment. I know I got a lot of haters out there, and it's fine. I understand that y'all don't like me. I don't like y'all either. But, so yeah, y'all, we gonna get right into it, and I'm about to introduce y'all to my guest co-host on the show today. And y'all already know they go by DeJuan and Mick. So how's everybody doing?
Well, first of all, let's
go around the room and tell everybody where you're from and who you are, and you know. You want to tell them what you do for a living, you can, and that's fine. So we're going to do that first. So, Mick, you go first.
All right. So, my name is Mick. I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. Some things I like to do for fun is go skydiving, snowboarding, hang out with friends, go to the movies. And my career is a perfusionist. So.
Okay, now, wait a minute. First of all, what is a perfusionist?
A perfusionist is somebody who works with a cardiac surgeon, and basically, during cardiac surgery, they help perfuse the rest of the body while the heart is being operated on.
I knew what it was. I was just fucking with you. I went to school for medical.
I didn't know what it was.
The reason why I said that because you know a lot of people when you say big words, people be like, there's a lot of slow people out there.
So gotta, no, you're not gonna do that.
We gotta talk to the
You're not gonna do
you
that.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we're not gonna do that.
I'm so sorry.
Mm-mm, you are.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I was not talking about her like that. But, you know, she don't know. She just doesn't know.
I just didn't know. But, I do know, now though. Now, how about that?
There we go.
So, yeah, that's what's up, though. How's your day going, man? How do you feel today?
Yeah, it's going good. This is my final week in school, and I graduate next Sunday, and then I start working professionally.
That's what I'm talking about. Danny's going to be, if you need him to bury the body, he knows how to do that.
Sweet.
I'm just talking shit. Gonna, yeah, don't pay me no attention.
It's definitely going to cost you a little pretty penny on that, but we can work something out, maybe.
Okay, so sis, how's your day going?
Very, very good.
That's good. So what did you do today? How was work?
It was good. It was good. I'm Dewan. Everybody, please call me D. My day went very well. I'm an occupational therapist assistant, and my day went very well. It typically always does.
That's good.
I work in somebody else's home, so it's my job to bring in all the good energy I got. So
yeah,
I make the best of it.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Everybody's doing good today. Mick's about to graduate in a few days or two. And work is going good. My day.
Lord.
So y'all know I gotta be ignorant.
All the time.
So let me get my 15 in real quick.
God.
So y'all yesterday. I went and met this little friend. And I tried not to be petty. Because he's African. And I was just like, I'm going to meet my little African booty scratcher. While I was in the car, my buddy, he drove with me because he was just like, don't you go in there and saying that shit. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to say that. You know, I'm just being funny. You know, that's just like a little American joke. Pretty cool guy.
Nice.
You know, sat there and said hello. We've been talking for probably a year, never met. So I decided to take it out my way to go meet the motherfucker. So we'll see how that go.
What were the first impressions? Tell us the first impressions.
Well, people, ladies and gents, first impressions.
Those are the ones that matter,
those
right?
Those are the ones that matter.
You know what, y'all? Let me tell you, I'm going to put it like this. He looks better in person. Way better in person. And he's weird. A weirdo. Kind of fucking weird. Weird. He's 31. I'm 40.
Okay. You got any red flags? I just heard one.
You know how I am with the young folks. No disrespect. No none of that. It's just younger people. I just be like, I hope you got your shit together. So, you know. But he got his shit together. He's in
at
school
least it seems
for medical.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good job. Mm-hmm. Lives in a very nice area out there in Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his big one. He travels a lot. Always doing big ass trips to Paris.
He lives by himself.
See, that was the part that okay, so look. I wasn't even going to get into the business you asked. He said it was his roommate and it was his brother. Could be a flat lie. I don't know. I'm just trying to go into a very transparent, very open-minded, and not trying to be negative about anything. Because, you know, people lie a lot these days.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
How long has he been here? Because, you know, in Africa.
Oh, and I think he's from the Republic of Congo.
You know, in those other areas.
Yeah.
They shun down on.
Oh, nah. You know what? It's so crazy because I thought he was going to be like that. But he, you know, he was real chill. Like, and I kind of cut him up because, you know, I stick up for us Americans. Like, I told him, like, look, don't think just because I'm American I don't know shit. Because you came to our country, which, in retrospect, that's really my hometown as well, too. But we ain't going to get into all that slavery shit, so that's what I told him. So don't get it fucked up because my ancestors is from there. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and then you brought your ass over here thinking it was going to be better. Whoop, newsflash. Fucked up just like all of us, buddy.
They all have their problems. They all have their problems.
So. Yeah, so I just kind of just let them know, like, you know, like, don't chill out on all that different country shit. I don't need that conversation because I'm not judging you. You shouldn't judge me. And it's been mutual. He been cool, understanding, and, you know. And I said, but I do need to hook up on, you know, because y'all know how to get certain shit. Right. So I need to hook up on a few things. Yeah, so he laughed at that. But everything was cool. It was cool. He's a cool guy. He's very intellectual, very smart, very witty.
Nice. Yeah, that's
so,
nice.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But other than that, my day has been very chill today. I didn't do much because I knew we were doing this today. So I kind of just chilled out. Watch The Planet of the Apes because, you know, the new one's coming out next month.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a movie buff, so I'm gearing up for
May 10th. That's right.
So right now I'm on Dawn. I done seen all these a billion times, but I'm just like, let me go back and watch these again so I can remember what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, so, right. Mm-hmm. So when like the new one come out, you'll like, be ready.
Have you ever seen, y'all seen Doom?
Oh, Dune 2?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Greatest movie sequel that I've ever probably seen.
Oh, God.
Not normally do you get a second movie that's better than the first, so.
Yeah.
You really, anyone out there, please watch Dune 2. It's so good.
Yeah. Dune is the shit. It's the shit. And I ain't never played the game. I didn't even know it was a game, because I just watched the movie one. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I'm watching it, and then I'm like, let me go Google and see what does Doom mean, and I end up finding out it's a video game.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, so now I gotta go play the fucking video game to get more understanding of it. But I kind of got the gist of what's going on, and so it was pretty dope. Mm-hmm. So, but it's action-packed, and I don't know her name, Zendaya,
yeah.
And the other guy, what's his name? Which actually, that guy, he played in a movie. It was a movie called Call Me By Your Name. If anybody ever saw that, that's the first movie I ever seen that guy in. And he's probably an A-lister by now. He should be, because he's a damn good-ass actor. I can't remember his name either, but he's one of the stars in the show too, so it's him and her, so it's pretty decent.
So what's your guys' favorite movies while we're on the topic?
Favorite?
You know, okay, like ones that you think are really good, how about that? Because I feel like a favorite is hard to determine.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say, category wise.
Okay.
I like sci-fi. Thrillers.
Okay. So have you seen Interstellar?
Yes, I saw that movie. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that one was good.
That's a dope movie. That's an old one, too. Well, who was in that? What's his damn name?
I can't comment on any actors or actresses' names.
Was it Nicolas Cage? It was one of them. It's Nicolas Cage or somebody that's in it. It's one of the A-list actors that's in that, and he was dope. That was a dope-ass movie. So,
yeah,
I like that. I love horrors. All the old horror shit,
see,
I say.
I'm not a horror person.
I don't do the new shit.
No, like, we put that at the bottom of my list.
All the Insidious. I like the new Insidious, the Red Door or whatever it was called. That one was good. But I don't know. The new horrors is like corny to me. Like, you kind of already know what's going to happen. Like, it's not like really no surprise elements into it. Unless it's like, kind of like the new movie. I don't know if y'all saw it, but it's called, it was with the hand. They were playing this game and they were like touching the hand and the hand would, they count to like five or something and they say, release me or something, or show me or something. But as soon as they say it, they go back into their head, eyes go back, and they see all these dead people. And the dead people are, like, people that's still, like, around, the spirits are still on earth, still kind of, like, wandering. And so, I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Show Me or some shit. Like, that one was, now, that horror was good, but it was kind of, like, thrillerish. It wasn't really, like, scary. Mm-hmm. So, but that one's a real good one. I forgot what it's called. But, yeah, I like those. Love stories. I am a hopeless romantic.
Okay, I like love. Okay, yeah. That could be more so at the top of my list than the horror. Yeah,
that's at the bottom of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's at the bottom of yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like action, thriller, horror, comedy, a great comedy.
Yeah, I love comedy.
Yeah.
Like The Hangover? Oh, my gosh.
I love The Hangover.
All four of them.
I was about to say all of them.
All of them were good. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic, y'all. I love a little love story. Like, my favorite one is The Notebook. It was... Who do y'all know that just leaves and go on about their lives and then they come back in the middle and he's like, bitch, where you been at? And I'm like, no, Jack. So I really love The Notebook. And then they die together at the end. It was like the most peaceful death ever that you could ever see. And I'm like, that's how I want to go out. Because they died in their sleep and they were in bed together.
Oh.
Now I won't have to watch it because I know how
it is. Oh, shit. Oh, no, but the movie is like 3 hours long. It's like a Titanic movie.
See, and I cannot get jiggy with a long movie.
It's a very, very long fucking movie.
My attention span, listen.
It's a very long movie, y'all. But okay, y'all, look. Let's get into this show. Y'all, like I said, this is the 50th episode. I'm going to keep clapping it up on here. I am super excited, y'all, because 50 is really a milestone in the pod world. If y'all know, doing these shows is not fucking easy. They're not easy at all. And it's just like, to make it to 50. And I'm like, I'm really like in episode 61, but I haven't released shit yet because I'm going to do a big, big rollout for this next season. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really fucking excited. So y'all see that y'all see what it is. Like, so I'll be celebrating 50 probably for the next two episodes, then I'm gonna take that shit down. So yeah, y'all, let's get into this episode. So we doing team building this whole episode, and what I do is I normally go around the room and ask the wildest questions and y'all have to answer them truthfully. Team building, you guys, y'all already know what it is. It is a guide to getting to know your co-host better and your host, of course, on a personal level. And it's a fun game, trivia, yoxifree. So y'all already know how it goes. If you've been following, you know what it is. So, yeah. So we're going to jump right into it. And the first question, guys, is if you did not sleep, how would you spend those 8 hours? If you never slept, how would you spend those 8 hours? And neither one of y'all can answer whenever you
want. I mean, how would I hope to spend them is probably different than how I would actually spend them.
Like what?
I don't know. I would hope to spend those 8 hours, like, bettering myself in some way, doing something positive if I'm not resting myself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would have to be worth me not sleeping. For sure.
Mick?
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't sleep, I would love to say that I would be more productive and this great, awesome person, but honestly, I would probably play more video games or, you know, watch more shows or something. So I can't, yeah. Maybe we'll work out or, you know, work in some, going to the gym or something, but just trying to be real with myself.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all what the fuck I will be doing.
Oh, Lord.
By 50. Y'all know me. I'll probably be a slut. How you doing? Ain't that what Wendy say? In my 8 hours extra.
Goodness.
It would be slutting out somewhere over the rainbow. That part.
Oh my goodness.
No, but for real though, like, I'm just talking shit. But yeah, it will be part of it will be slutting. And the other part would be getting to a bigger bag and making more money. Like, y'all, you know. And I have, you know, I gotta get my swerve on, you know. The older you get, your loins start to tingle a little bit better. You be like, ooh, I can do new shit. Let's go try this out. So, yeah, you know, so, yeah, in my time, it would be those things. And, yeah, making more money. Yeah. Perfecting my crafts, of course. But, yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay, y'all, so, look, we going on to the next one. This one is, oh, and y'all, what I need y'all to do is, all these questions, I would like for y'all to answer them truthfully in the comments.
In the comments.
And make sure that, you know, because I really would like to read them back on some of these shows or whatever. And
get in the comments.
So, yeah. So, the next one is, a genie appears and grants you a wish for someone else. Who and what do you make a wish for?
What?
Let me read it back one more time.
Yep.
A genie appears and grants you a wish for someone else. Who and what do you make that wish for?
Oh.
I got a good one for this one.
Me too.
You want me to go or do you want to go?
I'm going to let you go ahead. Go ahead.
So if I was to give one, make a wish for someone else, I would probably make a wish for my mom and just wish for her to have the financial means and support that she never had. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Not to get super serious, but she's a great person, and a lot of other people receive a lot of help, and she hasn't, and she did great. So I would really love to see what she could do with even just a little bit of help. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay. That's what's up.
Okay, now I'm about to take this.
Shout out to all the mothers out listen. There.
The moms are
mommies,
great.
We love you guys too. Moms. Thank yes. you.
Y'all birthed us and brought us into this fucked up ass world. Because I didn't want to be here. But I'm here now. So deal with it.
Listen.
Okay, go ahead, sis. What's up with you?
Okay. I have one wish for somebody else. That somebody else would be my brother, mm-hmm. and I would bring him back because he's no longer with us. So if I had to wish for somebody else, that would be my somebody else.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone could top that one.
I'm just saying. But that's why I said that's so easy, because that would be my somebody else out of everybody that I know, that I love, that have passed. My somebody else would be my brother.
Okay. Okay. Say to that.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
So, if I had a wish, do I want to wish for anybody?
Listen.
Okay, because you know me, I'm a peaceful maker. I want the world to be in a better space in every aspect. I don't want poverty. I don't want none of it. I want everybody to get along and love everybody. So I would wish for everyone on every level in the world to be more understanding and to love more. Hate very, very little, because you know you're always going to have an ignorant asshole somewhere in the world. But my wish would be for everybody to love each other and be more unified, you know, and because it's all of us. We all the same. We're all human. We all, you know, we all bleed, sheep, piss the same, except for, you know, males stand up. Some males do sit down, but that's a whole nother topic. But, yeah, I would wish for the world to be in a better mental space and open heart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And that goes,
I like that
of course,
wish.
My mother and everything. So
I like
but
that wish.
She'll be a part of that. So,
it's a good
yeah,
one.
For the world. That would be my wish. Okay. Next question is, if you had a magic button on your desk, what would you summon? And I will say this again. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you comment, because I would like to hear y'all answers. If you had a magic button on your desk, what would you summon?
What would I summon? Some more motherfucking money.
That was pretty much what? mind shit.
What? Ain't nothing else is summon at this point, and I want it now. Mm-hmm. Shit. Mm-hmm. What? Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. We are, well, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stop being so selfish and be okay. Because I do work in the healthcare field, and I see that the care for other people has went from real live sugar to shit. Real live just shit. Looks like it, smells like it, and some more. Like real live shit. Mm-hmm. I would summons that, like, better healthcare around the board, period.
Okay.
Like, and like, it to be a standard, because there used to be a standard. There's no longer a standard. You're just a warm body getting paid to look like you're doing some shit you ain't. Mm-hmm. So I would summons better healthcare.
Okay. Better healthcare.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah, the first thing that came to mind, and like we said, be truthful, click the button and I'm gonna clone myself. So I'm hitting that button every single morning for work, having a clone go in and do my job for me. And
I like the way you think.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of like a, I don't know if you guys have seen Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
with Mr. Meeseeks, you know, where they just keep cloning the same person. So, yeah, I'd create a clone and, you know.
He's going to clone his fucking self.
Yep. So, yep, that's what I would do.
If anybody's in love with Mickey, he has a double.
Yeah.
There,
so
you have it.
It's not fake love, as Drake would say, but it's just divided into multiple people.
Listen.
So, okay. For me, you know what? I don't even know what I would summon. Shit. Money. I would summon $1 billion right in front of me so I can distribute it out to a bunch of people that I like, including some of my haters. Yeah, I would bless y'all. I would send you a care package.
A care package.
You know, make sure your bills is paid and doctor's bills and things of that nature. I would summon a lot of money to take care of a bunch of people. Probably about $5 billion. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I would summon. That is what it is. I don't see nothing else. Okay, so y'all, look, we're going into the next one. What is that? What is that, y'all? Okay, so
ice cream flavor.
Okay, what ice cream flavor sums up your personality today? And like I said, guys, make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. What
sums up your personality today?
Hold on, just a second. Here we go with this shit.
That bitch didn't even give us the full 30. Now, come on.
I know. It really
sick of her.
Like 28 minutes.
Sick of her. 27 and a half.
There you go. That makes sense. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Man.
What ice cream flavor sums up your personality today?
Oh. Salted caramel. Because it's sweet, like me. But I also got that little salty background. And I'm a little salty that I gotta go to this funeral tomorrow, so.
Okay.
That sums up my personality today.
Okay. Salty caramel.
Okay.
Look, y'all don't pay me no attention, please.
Get on my nerves.
Please, because I'm ignorant. I'm so ignorant. Y'all know I am. I don't give a fuck. Salty caramel, but that do be tasting good, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Especially graters.
It be just like that right little bite that be on the bottom of your lip. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so that's what's up. Go ahead, Mick.
It's on you. Yeah, this one was more difficult. I would probably say Hot Fudge Sundae. Ice cream flavor. You know, just feel like, you know, it's a flavor that you might pick out if you're really in a sweet mood, which I am, in a really good mood, getting to the end of this this schooling journey, and, you know, feeling really lazy, too. So a lot of senioritis, and I feel like a good hot fudge sundae on the couch really would describe me right now. So that's what I'm going with.
Mm-hmm. I just had a sundae. And took a picture of it and put it on Facebook like 2 weeks ago at this ice cream place. If y'all ever in Cincinnati, go to this ice cream. It's called the Ice Cream Bar. It's up there in Mount Healthy. Oh, the shit is so fucking good. For me, shit, ice cream. And y'all crazy. The crazy thing is, I don't want to pick this shit, and I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to say. Okay. Ice cream that sums me up personality-wise. Well, that's because for today. I will say pistachio.
Why?
I'm kind of in a pistachio greeny mood. So if y'all ever had pistachio by, I forgot the name of the brand, but it comes in like a clear cup, and it has a brown top. It's like real bougie.
Like that gelato ice cream.
There you go. It's like, yeah, it's a gelato some shit, mm-hmm. but it's like $8 for the little pint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pistachio right now because, like, when you take a bite of it, it makes you happy, but then it also kind of, it's like a mystery flavor too because it's like, what the fuck is this? And what are you going to get out of this? And then when you bite into the nut, yeah, because I'm a nut.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm kind of like a pistachio nut right now. I actually want some of that shit right now, too. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's my personality right now, because you never know what the fuck you're going to get with that flavor. Yeah, it'll have you guessing, even though you know what it is, but you'll still be like, did they put something else in this shit? So, that's me. So, yeah, the next one, guys, is tell us a stranger you still remember and what made them memorable. Tell us a stranger you still remember and what made them memorable.
So I was in court and the lawyer for the other person pulled me out in the hallway and was like, "You remind me of me when I was your age, and you really need to like calm down. You get so angry, and it doesn't change anything for you to be that angry." And he was like, "You know, I had a heart attack in my 30s. And you reminded me of me. So, you know, I was just hoping that I could just talk to you and, like, tell you, like, you really need to calm down." And that stuck with me because, of course, especially at a younger age, I'm like, I don't want to have a heart attack. What the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But for somebody to see that in me and, like, feel like, yo, it ain't that serious. You really need to chill. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about that all the time. I think about that all the time, and it happened when I was like 22. Okay. I think about that all the time.
Okay. Man, a stranger. This one's pretty difficult.
Okay, so look, why you go first.
You go first.
I got you. Okay, let me get my 15 here. So let me tell you about this motherfucking stranger I met. And the bastard had a child with them too. So back in my young days, I was on the bus. No, I wasn't on the bus, actually. I was downtown Cincinnati. I was standing at the bus stop. And this guy and this kid walked up to me. They were looking real bummy and dirty and everything. They were homeless. And he was like, "You know, can you help me get my kid something to eat?" And da 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 da. So I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So you know me. Think I got money and got shit. Nigga really broke. But I went to Donato's Pizza, and y'all know that shit is like $40 for just a slice. I went to Donato's Pizza downtown on Main and something, and bought them a large pizza, pepperoni and all this stuff. And I bought the pizza and I gave them $40. So, you know, I think I did my big one for the day. You know, I'm, you know, yeah. help somebody out. That's always me. Fast forward, 2 weeks later, I'm on the bus in the same area. This motherfucker got on the bus, haircut, leather trench coat, looked like it cost every bit about $5,000. Cleanest motherfucker that you can ever... If y'all ever seen Low Down Dirty Shame when Ken and Ivory Wayans gets dressed, this how this bastard looked. And I looked, I thought to myself, I'm like, how in the fuck did you come up that quick? So, until this day, you know how they say when one person can fuck it up for everybody else? He fucked it up for all the homeless people. Now you only get a dollar. No, 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 no. Because I don't know what the fuck y'all backgrounds is and how y'all out here doing shit. But y'all be out here lying and shit. Keep it real. If you really homeless, let me see. If you tell me that you... Shit, motherfucker won't even bring their ID and shit. I can't even say that. But, yeah. The motherfucker had damn, a trench coat on and everything. I mean, he was clean.
Let me piggyback off you real quick.
Clean!
Me and...
Yeah, I got God.
Listen.
Badly. Listen. So every time I see a stranger, I think of
him. Oh, my goodness.
And this was like when I was in my 20s, y'all. Now, mind you, I was young. And now every time I see a homeless person, my first mind goes to, where your house at? Where your car at? Did you park it around the corner? So.
So.
Yeah.
So me and Tank were riding to Kroger's one day.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up in Kroger's and we see this guy walking with like some hospital socks on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo. So, like, I pull up. If you mess up and I see that and I can help right then, I'm about to help you. So, I pull up. My husband and took his shoes off. Stuck them out the window here. Matter of fact, and hey, you take these. So, and gave him some money. I gave him, like, I don't know, like... $20. I had $20, like a $20 bill. Give it to him. Walks off. Cool. He doesn't put the shoes on. Red flag. He walks in Kroger's, comes back out with a bag of baby carrots, and still got these shoes in his arms. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Now, of course, I done worked in the mental health field before, too. A lot. So mm-hmm. I'm like,
Right.
All right, this doesn't look right. So he goes across the lot.
mm-hmm.
He goes across the lot and sits over like an, I forget what restaurant is sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I go around where he's going to and I kind of like sit just to see what he's about to do. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm.
he sits the shoes down under the chair where he's sitting, eats a few carrots, gets up and walks the fuck off and leaves them shoes in.
Oh my God.
No. See, that's the shit I be talking
that's
about.
The shoes.
Y'all gotta quit
and he puts
them people.
Right up under the chair and he walks away with his carrots and them dirty ass socks.
Stop misleading people.
He never once put them on. My husband got out. He said, babe, I want my fucking shoes back.
I mean, I would have taken them shoes back
yeah.
too.
So I get out and get the shoes and he lights off them. I'm like, this is in the middle of COVID and shit. You walking around here fucking. With skid socks, non-skid socks on, and we give you a pair of shoes that clearly you can fit. Because he asked him like, "How? What? Like, what size do you wear?" Clearly, you can. And he like walks in, and when he came back out of Kroger's with the fucking shoes in his arm, and not on his dirty ass socks, like, dude, I would have took them socks off and put the shoes on.
Mm.
Not this motherfucker just.
That seems like left. Some mental health stuff, maybe.
Gotta be. Has to be.
Yeah.
But he left. He went and bought carrots and left the fucking shoes. I couldn't believe it.
That motherfucker wanted mental health.
It gotta be. You walk around barefoot, basically, and somebody gives you shoes you can fit.
That's because his fucking shoes was in the car.
Well, that's still some mental health shit. Who the fuck leaves their shoes in the car and gets out to go into Kroger's?
Yeah. But then the thing is, like, what are you doing with the carrots? But, you know.
He was eating them.
At least he was eating them.
Okay.
Got a healthy snack.
Yeah.
Didn't get no Flamin' Hots or something.
Wow. That's crazy, y'all.
What
y'all
you got for us, Nick?
This bullshit.
Yeah. This one took a minute, but So my girlfriend and I, we went down to Austin, Texas, just for a trip for like 4 days. We wanted to check out the city. And
which I'm thinking about moving there when I buy a house.
Oh, are you?
Yep, I love Austin.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we it was a great city, but we ran into some homeless people. And some of the things that I saw there was like this homeless guy was literally like rocking himself on the sidewalk, and he was like screaming at the top of his lungs like, I need alcohol so I don't get the shakes, like just over and over and over again. So yeah, that really stuck with me because, you know, obviously addiction is a very serious topic and stuff, so I just had never forgot that guy. And
wow,
a lot of people, you know, like to judge and, you know, wow, that guy's, you know, totally at the bottom of the barrel. I mean,
yeah.
But how do you think he feels? I mean,
right, yeah.
Yeah, he's being straight up honest with everyone walking by.
See,
exactly
see,
what he
that's
wants.
My thing. That's yeah. my thing, y'all. And it, and this that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're being honest, that's all valid. And it's understanding. I would definitely help somebody if they say they're going to get the shakes and they need a drink, right? Because I might have a drink with your ass, because 9 times out of 10, I'll be needing one too, my goddamn self.
Listen.
But that's, you know, I can understand that. But when you come with a trench coat the next day.
He took your money and came up.
And a pizza.
And a pizza.
And didn't even have a kid with you. Where did you get the fucking kid? This ain't the pursuit of happiness, because that's how the fuck I felt to play. Be like Will Smith and his damn son in that movie. Son of a bitch. Now you got me out here thinking, looking at all of them fucking crazy. It's all good. But you know, I try not to let my past influence my future.
Right.
But you fucked it up for everybody, buddy. And you only get a dollar. That's all you're getting. And yeah, I might, if I got a meal on me or something, I might give you that, but. Yeah, I ain't going doing all that. I did do something nice though. Fast forward in that line, I met this guy. He was homeless, and he kept staring at me in the car. So I pulled over, and he said he was hungry or whatever. And this is the time I was a delivery driver at Papa John's. So I went to my job, ordered like 3 pizzas, and took it back to him. And then I told him, I said, if you meet me here tomorrow, I'll bring you some clothes. I ended up going to Goodwill, and he told me his sizes and all that shit. So I went to Goodwill and bought like 4 or 5 outfits for him and everything and took it to him. And he was the most gratefulest person. But I did do something nice after that. But that was probably like the last biggest thing I ever do. But I did get him some clothes and some food. And every time I would go that route, I would make sure I bring a pizza out the job to give it to him.
Aww.
And feed his buddies, and you know, so after a while he became a good friend, actually, because I asked him, I said, me, I always want to know how you got like that. He told me that his wife had died, and they were living in Tennessee somewhere, and he said once she died, no, his wife and daughter passed in a car accident. And he said after that, he kind of just gave up. He said what he did was he had threw a party for a house party or whatever. And he said at the house party, he let everybody just take everything. Like, just take everything. And the aunt took his son and raised his son. And he just said he gave up on everything because he was so distraught about, you know, the accident. He didn't understand why it had happened to him. And he said he was married and everything. So it kind of really, really broke my heart when he told me the story. And I was like, damn, people really, really go through shit.
Yeah,
they really
you never
just
know.
Tap out, like, fuck
you never
everything.
Know.
Like,
yeah.
So
yep,
he ended up becoming
know.
A really, really good friend after a while. And every now and then I would go down there and talk to him and chat and smoke a joint. This one I was a weed smoker, but I'm not now. But smoke a joint with him and buy him a beer or whatever. And we would just shoot the shit for hours on end. And very older guy. He probably was like in his early 60s, maybe.
Aww.
Maybe late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But really good, solid guy. Very attractive, too. Motherfucker was fine.
Mm.
Looked like Idris Elba.
Mm.
Good Lord Jesus. If he wasn't homeless,
oh, Lord.
I probably
would have
took him home.
Lord.
No shade. But, did take him home, y'all. I let him take a shower in my damn bathroom. You know, wash his ass and shit. So, and then I took him back. So, but yeah, he was a really good person.
You don't hear about that much nowadays. People aren't, you know.
Yeah.
That's a story that you don't hear people telling nowadays. So,
yeah.
Congrats to you.
I try to, because, you know, you just never know. Even though I got with the last one and it took me years to recover, I was redeeming myself with that person. Yeah. Like, you know what? This is really who you are. And if I had money, my whole thing, if I had like a lot of money, this is one of my dreams, was to open up like a homeless shelter and go pick up all the homeless people off the streets and put them on buses and take them to this place and get them cleaned up if they need to go on drug rehab or whatever. All that would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we can get them jobs, get their IDs again, and like really put them back into the world. That's what I really, really would love to do, which I am still going to do that. You know, God bless me with the means and everything to do that. That is like one of my biggest goals, is to go clean up the whole streets. So whatever city I'm in, if it might be a couple cities, but you know. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, enough of the homeless shelter shit. We love y'all too.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention y'all? This is the 50th episode, and I'm like I said, I'm so excited. Y'all got me fucked up. Okay, y'all, the next one is best phrase or slang people use in your hometown. The best phrase or slang people use in your hometown. And you have to explain what the slang or the phrase mean, because some people may not know what it means.
Why do I like pull up? I love it.
You love pull up?
Yeah.
That's what I told me, like, nigga, pull up.
I love that. I have no, like, I don't know. I just,
pull the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I like pull up.
I love
if y'all
that.
Know what pull up nigga mean, pull up.
Pull the fuck up.
Like, where you at?
Yeah. Come and see me. I'm about to guess. Yeah.
Where we at? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm here, I'm, yeah, you there too. Pull up. Where I'm at.
I love it.
I like pull up.
I love pull up.
Okay, pull up.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Nick, what about you?
Yeah. Man? So my friend group that I grew up with in a small town up north, it's called Trenton, Ohio. We always say, let that dog hunt. You know, just, you know, if that's one of our sayings right now. If you're going to do something, or if, you know, a guy is, you know, going to hit on a girl, or, you know, and he's drunk, God. Just let that dog hunt. He's hunting.
Let that dog hunt, baby.
He's hunting.
Because I be on the hunt.
Look, yeah. Right there.
I was on the hunt yesterday.
Look. Let that dog hunt.
Right.
What fuck you talking about? Yeah, I like that. Mine's is that people use is it's slow.
It's slow.
It's slow. And y'all, if y'all know what slow means, that means like, let's just say somebody piss you off at work. And you ain't fucking with them no more. You don't want to talk to them no more. You don't want to be cordial with them no more. You be like, oh, it's slow.
It's slow.
We was cool at first. You done fucked that all up. I'm cool on you. Like, when I see you, it's high and bye, and that's it. It ain't none of that kicking it, talking about personal shit. None of that. It's slow.
Honey.
And for all you pokes out there, let me get my 15. It's fucking slow for y'all. So, yeah, I love it slow.
That's okay.
And Cincinnati people say that, and then they say purping too. Because, you know what? This is what I love about my city. I love this about Cincinnati, and people don't give us enough credit. But people that's in Ohio, period, we have the best slang and phrase terminology out of all the states. I don't care what nobody say. Like, I've been around the block a couple of times in different cities and states, and I've listened and heard. Down south, they say a lot of little southern kind of retarded shit, but you know, it's like, okay, whatever, that's very easy to understand. But here in Ohio, if you from Cleveland, Akron, Dayton, Columbus, Trenton, Youngstown, and all them other names that I can't even think of, because there's some other cities that, yeah, they out there, they just in the cornfields and shit.
Trenton.
But yeah. So, if you know Cincinnati, Ohio has the livest slang terminology that there is, y'all. So, and you can argue me with that with anybody, and I'll tell you, nah, that ain't gonna work, bro. Baltimore, no. New York, y'all just loud as fuck and ignorant as fuck. Y'all want to be loud and overtalk people and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna work. Not gonna work.
But yeah, so okay, y'all. So let's move on. Something you want to get better at. Something you want to get better at, and y'all can go and hand that over. Something you want to get better at, y'all. And if y'all are watching, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
And get in the comments.
While they are thinking about what they're going to
say.
And
get in the comments.
And y'all, I am drinking, so y'all going to keep me seeing me smoke. See, this is the only time I smoke is when I'm drinking. I do not smoke like this at all. Like, you would never see me smoke just regularly and all this. I have to.
Because he like chain smoking. Like, you trying to kill us over here.
I poofs when I'm drinking, and I need a top off.
Oh.
I ain't even did my shot yet.
Can I get one of those or something? Like, do we got some more tequila around the
corner? I do. Actually, I'm gonna get y'all a shot.
Sheesh. Perfect. I mean, it's the 50th celebration.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Listen. So
why you I already know my answer too.
Y'all can go ahead and talk and all of that, and I'm gonna get y'all some shots.
Perfect. Oh, so what's on your schedule for tomorrow? Are you going to get anything fun or anything coming up in a couple weeks that you're looking forward to? Any trips? Any?
No, tomorrow's not going to be fun. Tomorrow's going to be a funeral.
Definitely not fun.
Afterwards, I'm probably going to go decompress and go to Cooper's Hawk and have a wine tasting.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
What kind of wines do you like?
I'm a light-skinned person.
Okay.
So I'm a typically Riesling, Cooper's Hawk White, and this is at Cooper's Hawk.
Pinot Grigio?
But I'm a Chardonnay girl all the way.
Okay.
I'm a Chardonnay girl all the way. Thank you. The shots have rolled in, honey.
This is tequila? Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Come on.
I got a perfect answer for this one.
Cheers to 50.
Totally applies to my life.
Okay. I'm back. I am back. I had to go get
it. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. I am back. We're going to toast it up in here in a minute for the 50th and all that stuff. And y'all, this is tequila. It is, I forgot which one it is, but it's Milagro. And it's the good shit.
I've never had Milagro.
Me either.
And it's very expensive. It's the cheap expensive. Let me put it like that. Because you get it, a nice... what is that? It ain't a pint. What's the one that's the big bottle? That's after the pint or whatever. Whatever the fuck it is. It costs like $45 for that. But yeah, it's the good shit. Go ahead, y'all. What y'all got first of all, let me read it back to y'all again.
Yep.
Okay. Something you want to get better at, you guys. Something you want to get better at, I would like to hear. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe again, like I said. Go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, so mine is self-control. I have poor self-control when it comes to if I make a little money, I try to make more money, so I get a little greedy. Or if... you know, if I'm drinking, sometimes I lose that self-control and get a little bit too drunk. I just wish I had a little bit more self-control in some situations. So,
yeah, this is somebody that came up in here with a gallon of hard mics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's that self-control, motherfucker.
Exactly. See?
I'll tell you guys, one of those will do me in, like, and I can only imagine. I don't know how many he does, but one of those will have me like... So, yeah, I understand that. Self-control is always a good thing.
Yeah, spending money, gambling, drinking, you know, all the bad vices. Sometimes I lose my self-control, so.
Yeah. And then you have a girl. You still have a girl?
I have a girl, so, and she's...
You know, if y'all building together and everything, you definitely need to learn that.
Oh, yes.
If y'all trying to get married, house, and all that shit, and whatever else, I don't know if you have it already, but... if that's a thing, then that's definitely something you want to have a hold on.
Yeah, and that's why
I think she's going to cuss you the fuck out.
Yeah, she already does a little bit, but no, I'm just kidding. I love you, babe. But yeah, no, I, yeah, basically, okay, self-control. That's my answer. Lock it in.
I'm going to say...
Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe.
I must say, I would like...
You don't pay me enough. Go ahead.
I would like to get better at my responses to caring. Because sometimes, like, I care about shit. I'm so passionate about what I care about that my response can come off a little heavy to certain shit dealing with the situation. My response can be a little heavy where... people don't really understand where I'm coming from or why I'm so upset or, you know what I mean?
I can dig that.
And I feel like I would like to get better at responding when I feel heavily about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to piggyback off of what Mick said because mine is self-control but in a different light. I need to have more self-control over my sexual desires because I'm a whore.
I knew it.
I don't give a fuck.
I knew it. I was going to say his has something to do with slutting.
I have needs. Like, I'm a Libra. I don't know if anybody does all the astral zodiac shit. Y'all know what the fuck I'm trying to say. But,
astrology.
Astrology. There you go. Thank you so much for that because I couldn't get it out. Yeah. But in my moon, star risings and shit, you know, we're represented by the planet Venus of harmony and balance and love and romance and all these things.
Nasty.
And I'm all of that. Like, so I can be kind of a freak a leak.
Clearly.
And my sexual desires be kind of high.
What you say? Let that dog hunt.
Hey, that dog is hunting.
Let the dog out. So, mine is control over my sexual desires because I sometimes can get in trouble with that. Even though I'm not out here, like, sleeping with anybody and everybody. Let's not get that. Because y'all, let me tell y'all something. Because y'all got me fucked up. Y'all ain't about to make me like no hoe. But I don't just go out here sleeping with any and everybody. I don't. But I do have urges that I will sometimes get in trouble with picking the wrong mate. Because, and I know they ain't shit. And you know how they say, you know, when you're being intimate with somebody, that's an energy transfer. So you don't want to be energy transferring with the wrong fucked up energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really learning to control that and go, like, into, like, this celibate era of my life, which has been working. I don't know if y'all know about the homosexuality lifestyle, but they have this thing called PrEP, which is for everybody, whether you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter. But PrEP is for people that, you know, it helps protect you from HIV, and it helps fight off the antibodies and all this stuff before, you know, if you ever come in contact with somebody that may be positive, because people be lying and shit, and you just don't know. So I put myself on PrEP, and, you know, I'm doing all the necessary steps to stay protected as much as possible, even though without a condom feels so good. I don't know anybody that likes that plastic shit.
Yeah. Nobody out
here. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Listen.
Hold on, y'all. Let me get up. Let me do this real quick.
Can I just say how appropriate it was that the dog was barking while you was talking about being a little slut?
Yeah,
I sat here and said, let that dog hunt.
And that dog's hunting.
And yeah.
I'm a man.
You guys are going to remember that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I ain't?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be saying it by tomorrow. But yeah, like for people that don't know what PrEP is and all that stuff, like I said, it's for people that's negative. You only can be negative to get on PrEP because You know, if you are positive, then they put you on different medicines and all that stuff. But for people that's out there like myself, you know, I try to stay very protected as much as possible because people lie and shit like that. And, you know, so I've been chilling, waiting for the right person. But on those lonely nights.
But still hunting.
Yeah.
You might see me walk down Queen City in the middle of the night.
Letting that dog hunt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, y'all, I'm talking shit. Don't pay me no attention. But yeah. Yeah, so you guys, like, and actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually leave the information in my description on YouTube and all the other channels where you can go sign up. And I'm actually, it's a company called Mister. And they send you everything, and you have to do your urine sample, you have to do your mouth swab, you have to do your blood pricks on all your fingers and put it on these swatches, and they have you stick a cotton, it's like a Q-tip, they have you stick a Q-tip up your urinus, your anus, and you put it in, you know, the tube and write all the information down on it. And all these things, they have you do all your shit yourself, and then you mail it in the same day or the next day. But if you, wait a minute, first of all, there are people that don't know about the medical field. When you do these things, please don't just have this shit sitting around or whatever. Like, you have to put it in the refrigerator or whatever to keep the shit active. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, put it in the fridge. You have, they have all the bags and all that stuff that you can put everything in after you're doing your own test assessments and all that stuff. And, you know, put it in the fridge if you're going to mail it 2 or 3 days from now. At least it's in the fridge and it's staying kind of cool. And, you know, then you mail it off, and then a couple of days, your test results will come back. You have a doctor, FaceTime, talk to a doctor. His name, Dr. Kenny. Really good, sweet doctor. He's really nice. And they will subscribe you with the medicine. It's actually free, guys. So, if you ever need to, I got y'all. I got y'all. You know, because, you know, some of y'all look trifling out there.
But oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put it all out there for you guys. Yeah, so, yeah, mine would be to better myself sexually, and money-wise is another thing, because I kind of get frugalist with money, too. I'm learning to actually save my money better now, because, see, I'll get money, and I want to go buy shit, and that's not always a good thing, because then their bills come around, and I'm like, oh, a bitch ain't got it. Wait a minute.
Now, let me re-up.
You guys, so that is something that I'm working on. Okay, y'all, we can go on to the next one. How do you deal with stress? How do y'all deal with stress? How do y'all deal with stress?
Lately, I've been dealing with stress by doing my little silks classes. A sound bath. Oh my God, I just did one.
Okay, for people that don't know what a sound bath is, I'm going to let her explain what a sound bath is.
So, the sound bath that I attend, we lay down on the yoga mats. We got a little pillow, blanket, the, like, temp drops in the room, like, give me that bottle. A good, like, 10 degrees, and the lady has quartz bowls and Tibetan prayer bowls, and she sits there and you get the energy off of the bowls, and she plays them, and she plays for like 40-45 minutes, and it, like, it's energy work, like it moves energy around in the body, and it helps you, like, sleep, like you can set intentions while you're doing it. It helps to just, like, relieve stress. I absolutely love it. Anytime she has one, I'm in the building. I just went to one. What is today? I went to one on Tuesday. And then she typically does them on full moons or new moons. But every now and then she has a pop-up. So this one was just a full moon, the pink moon. That moon was pink that next morning, too. Coincidentally. I don't really believe in coincidences, but...
And she has a pink mic, y'all.
don't I?
Oh, my gosh. But
she's having a pop-up Monday. So, and I drive all the way to Dayton because the lady that does it, her energy is off the chain. Yes. So
does she have like a building or something? Or
she does it in a yoga studio.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna have to go with you.
Oh my god!
You're gonna have to take me up there.
Monday, like she's having like one, and then the next week after is gonna be. She's having that one on a Tuesday. I think that's a new moon or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah, my God, it is so relaxing, and like especially when I have had a rough week or a rough month or whatever, after a sound bath, I sleep like a baby.
That's awesome.
I sleep like that is the best
I've never
sleep
even
I
heard of that.
That's the best sleep I get. It's right after the day, like that night when I go home after my sound bath. Oh my God, that's the best sleep in the world. I'm so peaceful. I don't have all them raggedy dreams that I be having sometimes. I'm just like.
I need to get into then, that. I like that.
Oh my God. It is so relaxing. And it
sound
like.
Bad.
Like people don't realize like the energy that we're really full of. I didn't
really
realize. Yeah,
we're energy beings.
But baby. You get
when your
to
ass
experience.
Go flatline, what they do. Electric shock your ass.
There you go. But
energy
you get
goes
to.
Through
you. You get to experience the energy inside you when you are immersed in a sound bath. Like, I love it. I love it. So that's what I do to relieve my stress.
Okay.
Sound bath.
I would say mine is if I have like a rough day or just a lot of, you know, a lot goes on. You know, I feel like whenever I go and play pickleball, I always get a lot of good energy out. Get some great exercise. You know, it's nothing, you know, anyone can do it. It's known, I should say, as a sport for older people, but I'm telling you, it's great exercise. Gets the stress out. You feel good about yourself when you're done. It doesn't require a huge amount of effort, which is nice. And yeah, that's what I like. I feel like a lot of pickleball recently, especially with my friends. We have a good time playing. And yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's would be, you guys, yeah, everybody knows I'm a music lover. I love music. All music. Whatever. As long as the melody is hitting my heart, spirit, I'm all for it. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be Afro beats. It could be country. It could be rock. It could be hip hop. It could be rap. It could be whatever. As long as it hits my spirit the way I need it to hit and I feel like I'm on another planet, I literally go into these phases. I actually did it this morning. I woke up at 3:30 this morning because I'm always, now I'm starting to wake up early, super earlier than I should. Because I'm always thinking about my next plans and what I need to do for the day, trying to get my day going. Because you know they say the early bird catches the worm.
That's what they say.
So now I wake up really super early. And my thing is, this morning I really woke up listening to some bunch of Marcus Houston, just old jams. And I started out, you know, I was in my bed. I put my headphones in. And at 4:30, I'm listening to this song by Marcus. It's called Naked. Don't ask me, y'all, what I was doing. I was just, like, literally, soothing myself.
Yes, you were.
Like, and if you tell me yes, I lay it down. But we ain't gotta rush, let's play around. We'll do it like we never done before. So go and lock the door. Y'all know what the fuck song I So that's what I was on this morning. MH was in there for at least 2 hours. So we have played a lot of that. And what I do is I'll cut on all the colorful lights in the house and have shit flashing. And then I'll start going around the house dancing.
Nice.
And doing Lord. And I literally have a whole party by myself, literally. And so my thing to relieve stress is to listen to music and kind of just like go somewhere else other than Earth. Like I literally have to escape it. And yeah. I really sometimes if I'm listening to a rap song, I might be on Jupiter. And I'll picture Jupiter in my head and what it may look like there and all that shit. Like I literally go into this whole spell, like literally. So music is my thing, you guys. So that's what I do to relieve my stress.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then this podcast, because this is such an outlet.
Yeah, you know. Okay, y'all. Look, we're gonna do a cheers.
Cheers to 50.
Hope so. 50, y'all. Cheers to 50. Clap it up. Clap. I can't clap for the whole body.
And I got my glass in my hand. Wait a minute.
So, yeah, look, we're on episode 50. This is a milestone. For any potters out there, if you make it this far, and I know it's still the beginning, but if you at least get 50 episodes and you're doing something, you know, just keep going. Whatever your dreams and goals is, never give up. Never let anybody tell you anything that you're doing is wrong. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're... Let me say this, y'all, before we do this toast, because your dreams is your dreams. You have to stay tunnel vision. You can't let nobody outside of that take you out of that dream. I don't care if you go to school. I don't care if you could become an entrepreneur. I don't care if you're running for Congress. Whatever the fuck your dream is to be that, I need you to keep going, keep striving for it, keep being motivated, and always surround yourself around people that's going in the direction that you're going, because those will be doors that will be open for you, because they may say something to help you get to your next level in life. Just never give up, guys, please. And me, anybody that knows me, anything I start, I'm going to finish it. That's just how I always been. But on that note,
wait,
we're going to...
You are like the five people you are around the most. Don't forget that shit.
Okay, you're right.
Don't forget you are like the five people you are around the most. Some of y'all need to reevaluate y'all circles.
And I don't be around five people like that. So.
Yeah, well, reexamine the three.
Do you feel like if three. People change, do you kind of sway away from them too? If people start to say you were like best friends with somebody for 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they change out of nowhere, you drop them off?
It's not that I'm going to drop you off, but I'm going to veer to the motherfucking right a bit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I mean, shit. This is my journey, so, and everybody can't motherfucking go. It's okay.
That's right. Amen.
Amen to that.
Your journey is your journey. And you
cheers to 50.
Cheers to 50, y'all. Look, we're going to toast it up 50. To 50.
Bring that glass over here.
Come on.
The breach. The breach. Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Cheers to 50.
50 is...
Take it back.
Yep. Yeah.
That was smooth.
Anybody that's watching right now, if you look at my face, don't look at it very long. I'm not good at shots, so.
That was smooth.
That was smooth, but I'm still bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he over there struggling with it. That was smooth as a motherfucker. Yeah, it's very smooth.
He had half the damn container in that shot glass. That was the biggest shot that I've ever seen.
The crazy thing is, I went to meet Cozumel's yesterday, and I got wasted.
Uh-oh. Did you?
And... It was a lot of drinks going on. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend, we went out. Me and my best friend, very loving guy. I love this guy. Eddie, you know I love you, the guy, bro.
Eddie!
Yeah.
Eddie, I said, we friends on Facebook.
I tell Eddie you said hi. But yeah, me and Eddie went out for cocktails and lunch, and he actually went with me to go meet the African guy or whatever, because I didn't want to go by myself.
That's what you went with. Okay.
I don't go nowhere by myself. Especially when you meet somebody offline. Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Rule number one, y'all. You meet somebody offline, take somebody with y'all, because these motherfucking people crazy. But that's...
Have you ever been to La Piñata in Coleraine?
Seen it, but I've never been.
So on Wednesdays, they have $2.80 12-ounce frozen margaritas.
Ooh.
And
Let me write it down.
Every Wednesday, and I go every Wednesday with my girlfriend, and I'll drink three of them. She drinks one, but
okay. Well, I might be meeting y'all up there. Y'all got me fucked up. Wait a minute. Hold on, and I'm off on Wednesdays too.
Yeah, okay.
We go,
and what's it called?
La Piñata, and they're actually good margaritas too. They ain't serving no bullshit. They're serving like some. They're strong. They got great flavor. The service is expedient. I mean,
say less. I'll be texting you.
Yeah, well, I'm up there almost every Wednesday. So
I got you. I'm definitely going there. Y'all know me. I got to be drinking. don't know about nobody else, but and it's $2. Shit.
And it's $2.
Sign me the fuck.
You can get a really nice bug on $10.
Oh yeah, I'm with that. Mm-hmm. Since we got to go up there.
Cheers to 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
50. So those were the light ones, y'all.
What?
Those were really light. And you know. Let me make sure the room see everybody.
Oh.
Those are really light questions. So we're going to go into the triple threat round.
Help me.
And these questions are... Okay, y'all, look, y'all know me. These are my kind of questions, because you know all that was like genie in a bottle and what'd you do if you got some ice cream and all this other shit, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. But we gonna go into the lightning round of y'all.
Oh,
y'all,
my goodness,
how the fuck I am. This is me. This is my questions that I created. Those were kind of Google bought.
Google.
Okay. Sponsored first question
by Google.
Doom 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 doom. First question is, y'all, would you rather do sex right before bed or be woken up by it? And this is, I'm gonna say y'all this one time. Would you rather do sex right before bed or be woken up by it?
Get in the motherfucking comments, because please wake me up.
Let's go.
Wake me up. Wake me up.
Wake me up. She said, wake me up. Yeah, y'all heard her.
Yeah.
Mick.
At night. It's a perfect night way to end the night. End the day, you had a shit day. You come home, your spouse or whoever else is in a shit mood. Nothing better than getting warmed up. And okay. Then ending the night on that, and it just puts you right to sleep.
Nick said, put him to sleep.
Okay. Put me to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. Fair.
But nothing else is happening after that. No damn feeding the dog, feeding the cats, not making no damn meals.
The shit's over with.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We say in the night, goddamn, that's the last thing on the agenda.
Yep.
Okay, y'all. So the question was, would you rather do sex right before bed or be woken up by it? And my question, mine would be kind of both.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
I need it right before bed. And then, please wake me up at like 2, 3. If we're not doing it that long, yeah, then in the middle of the night. Because, you know, I need to be set. Look, let me tell y'all something. Y'all got me fucked
Lord.
Up.
Look
here. Before I go to work in the motherfucking morning.
Oh, yeah. See, wake me up.
I need to get broke off. I don't care what they talking about. All that shit before bed is cool. All that at night is cool. But I kind of need both. So wake me the fuck up. So give me
and night. Put this motherfucker to sleep.
Put me to sleep first.
And wake me the fuck up.
And then wake me the fuck up. Because that's the sun great. Is coming up.
Listen.
And the motherfucker might piss me off that day. And I don't know what it's going to be. But at least I'll know, like, yeah, Bay did that. 4:35 in the morning. Yeah, Bay did that. And then I can just go through my whole day like fuck everybody. So that's how I feel. Okay. I'm kind of like both on the both side of that.
Okay,
y'all. So the next one is, would you rather laugh out loud while fucking or cry out loud? Would you rather laugh out loud while fucking or cry out loud? Go.
Cry.
Yeah, she's a female.
No, because if it's nasty enough, motherfucker, it can make you drop a tear. Now, it ain't got nothing to do with being a
that's
female.
Fair, that's fair. Because
I done had a male cry. That's so, fair. And that's honey, is sexy.
That's fair.
Okay.
Meg, you heard what she said. What you got, Meg?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go the opposite. I'm laughing. I think that it can, you know, when you're having sex, it can... Some shit can make someone just laugh, and I think if you laugh, you're really connected, and you're comfortable with the person that you're having sex with. So I think if you can laugh and feel comfortable laughing during sex, that's what's important. So
okay,
I'm
going
laughing.
I heard that.
I've done both. I've done both.
Which was your
but
favorite?
If I choose my favorite. would have to be. Y'all know I'm fucking nasty.
Nasty! He wants somebody to cry, Lord.
Make me cry.
I know it!
Because when I wake up, I'm going to be, babe, what did we do?
Oh, my God!
And why did you do it like that? Don't do that to me.
Oh, my God.
I felt like my spirit was ascending to the heavens above. God, please forgive me for I have sinned and for what we do not know.
Oh, my goodness!
And the Christianity belief.
Oh, my goodness!
But,
Oh my goodness.
Look, Nick, don't do that. Like, look, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Let me put it on all of us, Nick. Wait a minute now.
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and you have the both same genital.
Right, right.
But it's okay to cry a little bit.
Yeah, no, crying is totally fine. Because
I feel like if you shed a tear, it's going to make you want them more.
Oh my God, listen.
Okay.
The energy, I feel like the energy be so, like,
listen,
gripping.
Listen.
The laughter is cool, because I've done both.
Yes.
Where we laugh, even during it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've done both of those.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like for some reason, when you cry, because it brings out the emotional side of you.
And it got a little
that
deep.
It's deep.
It's deep, baby.
It's a spiritual,
it's deep.
Outer body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, I love you so fucking much.
Yes. Yes.
And the way you make my penis tingle.
Yeah.
And the way she make your penis tingle, doesn't it make you want to cry?
Man. I mean, you are really a great... You're swaying me, man. The more you talk, I'm like, man.
Maybe I need to start crying
some more. Like, shit.
Because I feel like... And this is in the head of the world because I've tried both. You know, I'm gonna get there, but just couldn't lie to myself. But look, sis, don't start no shit. But anyway, I feel like women are very more emotional and they're more connected to emotions and feelings and stuff like that. And I feel like if you shed a tear with your girl, I feel like she'd be like, really gets
so
fucked.
Turned down for real. Yes.
That will make her jump your
bones. Oh my God, yes.
Even more.
Yes.
To the point where you would probably be getting laid 3 times a day.
My God.
If y'all not already doing
lunch
that,
breaks and some more shit.
Time.
Listen.
Yeah. So if that's if you, because some guys just want it once a time, once a day, and they be done and all like boring shit. Nigga, fuck me till I'm raw.
Oh my God!
Like, I'm sorry, y'all.
He don't need to heal afterwards. Ooh. And shit.
And my mama is in the other room. Sheila. So sorry, mama. Mama! Like Migos say.
Oh, shit!
But I just feel like the emotion, if you come to an emotional standpoint with your mate, it does something to them.
I'm telling you.
It does. Like, then they thinking about it like the whole day.
The whole month,
the whole day,
listen,
whatever.
Especially depending on how deep that energy got at that time, because for somebody to actually cry, the energy exchange is deep.
Maybe I'm wrong on this one. I think I might be. You guys are convinced me.
I really think you like.
I might be wrong on this one.
That's typical hetero shit. It's fine. Because my brother would have probably said the same bullshit, and I would have been like, "Man, you cry more than me." But
listen,
he cried about every goddamn thing, but I love him to death, but whatever. But he probably would have said that shit.
Yeah.
He
listen.
But I think
but if you had somebody actually cry.
Good. Because if she see your weakness at that point and that level when y'all intimate, it's going to make her like really look at you like he's a human
but
being.
Or even though
men,
even if she cried though,
we are very macho, we are very dominant, we have this whole like,
that's true, y'all,
you know,
are,
we don't show a lot of weaknesses
and emotion,
and all this emotion.
Yes.
We're very numb to a lot of that stuff, so when your girl sees that part of you, especially during sex, she's going to be like, oh, I'm giving him some. Matter of fact, let me go up to his job and suck his dick real quick.
Listen. Hold on, though.
She's probably going to do that.
That one, hey, she can't get the award, but...
Be like, babe, just meet me in the bathroom real quick.
I still think, though, opposite, like...
Just doing him, the wrong
even thing. If he saw her cry, like...
Mm-hmm.
If he tearing her down. Like, and I don't know, no, all going crazy, but like they like really into making love to one another. Love, yeah. And she just started like crying, like, I love you. Like,
yeah.
He gonna try to, hey, listen, it goes down when them tears form.
I can see how it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You guys convinced me. Before I came on this podcast, like I said, I have opinion on just about everything, but I'm more than happy to change. you can sway me.
People hit it work.
So what is your girl's name again?
Emily.
Okay, hold on, wait a minute. Let me get my 15.
Oh, God.
Emily?
Oh, God.
You're welcome. Love you, Emily. I don't know you. I'm sure I'm going to meet you in the future.
At La Pinata with some margaritas.
At La Pinata Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're welcome. See you there, Emily.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. The next one is, would you rather lose sight or hearing and why? Mm. Would you rather lose sight or hearing and why?
I'm going to have to say hearing.
Me too.
Because at least with my sight, I can still do everything and see it. It's clean. I mean, and I've had my hearing long enough to where I could probably read both of y'all's lips.
Yep. Yep, you can read lips. You can still be able to see. You can still be able to live a normal life.
I can still drive.
You can still drive. You can...
Like, if I was in danger, I could still see.
Okay.
Even if I couldn't hear, I could still see. Yeah. And when you can't hear, you have other senses like your sight that are heightened. So I probably could see better than a lot of other people on a normal level. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, take my hearing if I had to pick.
Same. I'm right there with her.
I think we all agree on that one. Take my hearing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But you're a music head.
Fuck. Because if I can't listen
to you can feel the beat still.
Wait a minute.
You ain't going to Jupiter no more.
You can still feel that bass.
If my sight is gone, I won't be able to see everything. But if I hear everything, that'll take away my music. Because if I can't hear my Bobby V in the morning, my Keith Sweat.
That's it.
Yeah, it had to be, what you say, it was this hearing?
Yeah.
We're getting rid
yours was hearing. Y'all's were hearing. Mine's would have to be, oh, Jesus, goddamn, why the fuck did I say this shit? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hearing or sight. It would have to be sight.
You would rather lose your sight.
I would rather lose my sight. Damn. Fuck.
You can't drive. You can't see.
You
can't
drive.
You walk around running in the walls all motherfucking day.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
You ain't leaving the house.
Stevie Wonder.
I mean, okay, they're all...
I mean, eventually they do get good enough. Like,
They get dogs, they get the...
Yeah,
they can
definitely manage.
You know what? I'm going to have to pass on that one. I don't... fuck.
Come back to
it. That's the first question that we haven't had both.
Get in the comments, because we want to know what y'all think.
Yeah, get in the comments with that one. And that question was, you guys, what was it?
Would you rather lose
your sight or hearing and why?
My God.
So, I'm going to have to come back to that one, because that's a doozy for me, because I love music.
I have to fucking hear this shit.
Because I feel like even if I hear it, I can still... Even if I don't have my sight, because even when I'm listening to music, I'm blind. I close my eyes, I go to a different planet, I'll be on stars and fucking quasars and fucking asteroids and meteors and shit, and I'm just like riding like a damn magic carpet ride when I'm listening to music. But, yeah, I'm gonna have to come back to that one. Okay, now y'all, look.
Oh, goodness, what do you got next?
I need y'all to really be truthfully and honest with this next one.
Uh-oh. Is this the most difficult one?
Yes, the fuck it is!
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, God. Hold on, y'all. Look here, y'all. Look. Okay. Would you rather have a penis or a vagina?
Wait.
And the question is, you guys, would you rather have a penis or a vagina? And why? Go. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Damn.
So is this question, would you rather be a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Would you rather be a man or a woman?
Listen, because I don't want to be...
Hold on.
Yep. On. Sorry. I'm definitely ready for this one.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Make sure y'all on. Okay, y'all on.
What you got, Meg?
Okay, wait. I'm going to say this one more time. Would you rather have a penis or a vagina? Go.
Can we have some clarifying questions first? Just so I know exactly how I'm answering.
Like, are you asking, okay, would we rather be, okay, man or woman?
Okay. So, yeah, basically, would you rather be man or woman? But the thing is, why would you want to have one or the other?
Okay.
And go into deep thought with this one, because this one is one of them. It's kind of an icebreaker one, because if a guy answers that, then it's like, okay, make sure you say the right shit. And if a girl answers the opposite,
but this is no judgment.
Hold on, let me like I said, y'all, this is for the heteros and the homosexuals and the hustlers. I need everybody to really think about this one. I need everybody in the comments, because when I post this,
get in the comments.
I need y'all to really think about what I'm saying. It's not just saying because she's a woman and he's a male. And if you're a male and you like being a male, I understand. If you're a woman, you like being a woman. But you got to really think about this question, why I'm saying this. Because I'm saying this for a really, really good reason. And I know my answer. And it's kind of like straddling the fist a little bit, but yeah. So the question was, would you rather have a penis or a vagina? And go.
All right, so I guess I'm going first, since, you know, I would say vagina personally, only, and this is the only reason I'm saying this, I think being able to have a child and to be able to birth a child and carry a child is the most miraculous thing on planet Earth. I think the whole development cycle, and to be able to create something brand new with a unique genetic DNA is amazing. And yeah, I would say that is my reason.
Come on, Mick. Say that real shit, because that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
A vagina, why? Because we are motherfucking creators. We are strong. Yeah. Without us, this world don't fucking go nowhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Although the men are the head of the household, at the end of the fucking day.
Hold on. Wait, got me
fucked up. Yeah. Women run this shit. Yeah, if it wasn't for us, this would be fucking nothing.
Yeah.
If we stop pushing shit out of here.
And just what they go through. I mean, come on. Carrying a child for 9 months, giving birth, you know, raising that child, and making sure they turn out well.
Come on, Meg.
You know, I think that, you know, motherhood is an amazing thing. Beautiful. And being able, yeah, you know, moms are, like I told you at the beginning, moms are the best, so
that's my answer. Come on, Mick. Listen.
That is valid.
Listen, okay. We are creators. We are strong. We are strong. Like, at the end of the day, like, we are the heart of it all. Yes.
Raised by a single mom. Okay. Shout out, mom.
Raised by a single mom.
Here, okay, too. We all raised by single moms.
We make shit happen.
Yep. Yes.
No matter what the fuck's going on.
Love you, mom.
We make shit happen.
Because my dad.
Anybody can say no. Anybody cannot do.
And hold on, y'all. Let me say something with this single mom shit, because I hate, like, bashing fathers and stuff like that. I really do. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it be, because y'all can make your own assumptions, because everybody walks different lives and shit like this. But I hate bashing fathers, because when your parents are conceiving you, you don't know what your parents went through to separate, or you don't know what your mother was on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what your father was on.
Mm-hmm.
You just know that there are two human beings, and who's to say that your father wasn't intent was not to have a kid? Your mother could have trapped him. Your mother could have, you know, and your father could, and your father could vice versa. Your father could have trapped your mother. But the thing is, I'm going to give a shout out to all the fathers that wasn't even there for their kids, because I get it. Because at the end of the day, you know, you never know what your parents went through before you were conceived, or even in the means of you being conceived, you know, or being created or whatever, you know, because they're humans too. They fuck up just like we do. We always try to be like, oh, Father, you wasn't there. You know, oh, some shit.
That's the truth.
But it's like, you don't ever know what your mother said to your daddy. She probably could have been like, I ain't telling you where we at. No, you can't see your child because you're not with me. Because you with some other bitch. And all of that shit, too. You know, and then your father could have been like, you know what? I didn't want to have a kid. You did what you did. Da, 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 da. But it takes two to tango. I'm not saying nobody's perfect. I'm not taking one side for the other. But I just don't want to make it seem like fathers are always wrong in that situation when it comes to sex and having sex with whoever they're having and they make a baby together. So with all that being said, I just want to make that clear that you just never know what your parents went through.
That's true.
Before we were here.
And that's fair. Yep.
It's a fair representation, but if you look at the majority, most of them, your reasoning does not apply to. I feel like there are more bad fathers than there are good ones.
Okay, come on, Mick. Come on, Mick.
Don't get me wrong.
Come on, Mick.
Don't get me wrong. Now, wait a minute. Wait.
I just had to provide that. You just gave a little bit too much credit to the people out there who don't deserve it.
I was saying that, you know, in the conceiving part of it all, that you don't know what they were going through. Now, after you were born and all this stuff, if your parent decide not to be a good parent, they want to be an asshole. Yes. Because at the end of the day, when you're fucking, guess what happens? You make a baby.
Listen.
Sorry.
Listen.
But I'm just, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, I get both sides of the spectrum of it all. Like, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know. And you know what? This is another thing. I'm going to say this to you, too. You might not like it, but you're going to have to like it anyway.
I'm going
to
like it anyway.
But you might not like it, but our mothers is not perfect either.
No.
And I will say this.
No.
Because you don't know what your parents were doing because you don't know if they were on drugs. You don't know if they were out there being a whore like me. You don't know what they were going through mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and all these things. And you know what? At the end of the day, I will say this. Our mothers, of course, they're going to be there 100%. We love you, moms. Y'all took care of us. Y'all raised us to be great people and saw us through college, high school, all those things, you know, and rooted for us and cheered us on and all these things. And I'm not taking nothing away from none of you parents, none of you mothers.
Right.
But, you know, some of y'all women don't tell the whole story. And then when you go find your father and your father tells a different story, then you got to kind of question everything. Like, wait a minute. So you did. But there's no excuse for it. Because once you bring a child into this world, you should supposed to take care of your kid automatically. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Whether you fucked up or not.
Period.
But, you know, most parents don't see it that way because, you know, it's a whole nother generation of shit that they were going through.
And just so people don't think that I'm on one side or the other, I can perfectly, you know, tell some, you know, things that I would say about moms that I don't think that, you know, they do well. So I can criticize both sides. Everyone can be criticized. So just so people know, I'm not totally for one side or the other, but I lean one side. So
That's fair.
That's fair. That's fair.
What else you got?
Okay.
So what about you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I thought you were about to get away from the question.
I was trying to.
Yeah. No, what you got?
Okay, so I have two theories to this shit. I would rather have a vagina, and I'm going to say both sides, because I'm a Libra. We believe in balance and all this shit. So we see everything in both spectrums, and we try to make a reasonable thing in the middle.
Come on with it.
Okay, so I would rather have a vagina in this spectrum because, like they were saying about life and carrying and all that stuff, I agree with that. But also, when you're a woman, I feel like women have the upper hand in life in every aspect. Like, even when explain, you look at, even when
I
you
can
look,
explain that.
Even when you look at it on a spectrum of, like, let's just say jobs.
Uh-huh.
You, hold on, wait. Because my mama always told me pussy is power.
I'm going to back you up on
so,
this.
So, wait. My mama always told me pussy is power. Just because things may seem like a male-dominant industry in all levels, rap, music, all that shit, politics, all of that, there's always a good woman behind every good man. If you, and I'll say this again, there's always a good woman behind every good man. And if there's a good man making good moves in life, there's a good woman telling him, yep, baby, you should do this. Baby, you should do that.
Agreed.
Yeah, and when it comes to the job world,
agreed,
and I feel that women have the upper hand. They don't really, a lot of women don't know how much power that they really have, but a lot of them do. But when you have that little hole that goes digital,
listen,
you can move mountains.
We can make shit work. Yeah, we make shit move.
You can move mountains with that shit.
Yeah.
Even if you look at the music industry, for instance, it's regulated by women. Like, if the men don't listen to music like that, like, they don't go buy albums and shit like that, and they look at their girl. And if their girl like it, then they end up liking it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, I'll fuck with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're trying to sell your brand or anything like that, you want to kind of appease the women to your fan base will become women. Basically, that brings you the money and all these other shit.
Yeah, okay.
And I look at it like, for as far as vagina, it's a lot of power in that because
it's definitely
people
power in the
follow.
So,
follow what the women do, and the men just kind of just go along for the ride
because they want
we're
the
simple.
Women.
We're simple as fuck.
So can I add something here?
Yeah.
Another reason why I would, you know, rather be a woman. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, and as I described earlier, but you know, if you look at, like, you know, some of the jobs, like, you know, bricklayers, roofers, you know, working on an oil rig, those are all men. Those are dominated by men. Who wants to do those jobs? Many people don't want to do those jobs. Women are more likely to graduate college. Women are less likely to develop a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
Women are less likely to kill themselves. Women have a mental health do not have a mental health crisis. Women are more likely to graduate high school. Yeah. I mean, those are all traits that women have obviously demonstrated that they carry.
I heard you, Mick. Listen, I like Mick. Okay.
So, there's a lot of great things.
Mick making me think a lot. He got me fucked up. It might be the Mick show after a while. And I might be sitting in chair like, okay, what you gonna talk about?
I mean, but those are things that, you know, women do great things, even though they're great at. They have a great head on their shoulders, you know. But like I said, I can provide, you know, I can also provide the other side, as in women a lot of the times think with their heart instead of their brain. You know, women get really emotional and really attached to people and relationships they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because we the fuck do.
She going
I mean,
because he ain't got no lie.
You guys really think with your heart because you want relationships and you want to love the person that you're with.
Oh my God.
But sometimes the brain is telling you it doesn't make sense.
Listen.
And the jury has spoken.
Okay.
Fuck what y'all talking about.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, no, I'm not finished with this.
Give me the other side.
And the reason why I say I chose to be a male is because, I don't know about y'all, they go through too much shit. Like, I'll have period shit, bleeding 5-6 days out of the month. I just can't imagine my stomach doing all that bullshit, because when I got a shit, that shit sometimes hurt. And I don't even know how that coochie is, like, throbbing with all that bleeding shit. I choose to be a male sometimes. I would rather have a penis because at the end of the day, men are simple. Like, we don't require much. We're very chill, laid back. Some men are very emotional, some of y'all emotional as me. Y'all get on my damn nerves. But men that are that lion Mufasa shit, we chill. And we just take care of our homes and our families and all that. We protect. provide. I like that part of it all because at the end of the day, I like being a guy. I like that the fact, like, even with women, women have to take baths 3 or 4 times a day. Men don't have to go through all that shit. Like, we can skip a day.
And the we don't be funky.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We could skip a day and we don't be funky. Like, it depends on the job now. If you're doing hard labor and you're sweating all day and shit, like, of course you're going to be funky. But if you're doing something kind of light and it's kind of like easy breezy throughout your day, like, you still be kind of fresh at the end of the day. You ain't really, like, sweatied out like that.
That don't mean you can skip a shower.
You know, but we don't have, like, and then when it comes to our clothes and shit, like, we don't have to go putting all this extra shit on. Like, we just throw some shit on and go the fuck out the house. Like, yeah, we don't be in one. The mirror all fucking day long getting shit like that. Women, y'all go through too much shit. All that wearing high heel shit, I can't fucking do that shit.
I mean, you ain't taking, like, I mean, if you go, like, without a shower, you definitely ain't getting laid. Tell you that. If you go without a shower.
It depends on what type of nasty motherfucker you fucking with. See, because listen, he ain't got laid and skipped the shower.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold
that goes equal. I don't care if it's a girl or guy. If you skip a shower and you go without a shower for that, you ain't getting laid.
So we gonna get into this real quick.
Cause he didn't get laid after skipping the shower.
Indeed. Several times. Let me say this. This may seem nasty.
Oh shit!
But it's not.
Come on with it.
They're already on my side after hearing
but
that.
Let's think. We're not animals. Nothing like that. But hormones and pheromones or whatever you call that shit.
Pheromones
and all that shit. It's how animals get their mate. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
so naturally,
kind of
you feel like.
Natural is. I love natural. I'm a natural motherfucker. I'm not a nasty motherfucker because you ain't gonna be funky.
So he want the smell of your keratin,
but
without all that extra, he want to smell what you smell like when you ain't did nothing.
But every now and then, like, it's like, babe, I know you've been working all day,
but you okay with them sweaty balls?
Just
bring them here.
Take me as I am.
Take me as I am.
Numb your brain, gate cure. And they act like they don't. They act like they ain't never been down this road. They purpose.
Who's on? Nobody said that.
But my thing
it was
is
a
like
preference.
Sometimes, yeah, it's yeah.
That's
but,
like some
but,
first 8 month type shit right
some,
there.
But sometimes
the first 8 months.
But okay, let's think about this, Mick.
Maybe like, maybe you'll do that in the first 8 months.
Wait, Mick and Dewan. You been at work all day and motherfuckers just pissed y'all off and y'all get horny and shit. And you like, ooh, I can't wait to get to my motherfucker. Can't wait. And you just one of them ones that just like, ooh, I just want to come through the door and he just take off all my shit. Or with you, she just pull my pants out and give me straight dome at the door. Like, you know, say that ain't the hottest shit ever.
Okay, clearly.
Say it ain't, man.
And my husband is a very fresh
say
person,
it ain't,
so
man.
I could
when you
do
come
that.
Home from work, and you've been like,
I could do that.
Rock hard all fucking day long. And you like, okay, it's been a week, and I ain't got laid.
That's it.
It's been a whole week, and you ain't got laid. And you like, okay.
No,
like,
the question
look,
is,
I
can you come
slam,
home
bam,
like
shit.
That?
Wait a minute. Wait.
Can you?
I'm talking to my male partner.
Can he?
With this one. And in your mind, because me and her, we're nasty. Just, we get a little nasty. If you all that flowery, smelly shit, that's a lie. But the older we get more taking showers and shit like that before we do it. I understand all of that.
Yep.
But sometimes you've been at work and you just been thinking about your girl all day, like, oh, I'm about to break her off something serious. And then you texting her all day. Like, you may go in the bathroom short, a little peek, like, peek-a-boo.
this guy.
And then you get home, and she just standing there like, drop him.
Look at him, I'm dropping.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am not going to turn
watch
that down.
Watch that
no.
dog hunt.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I rest my case.
But listen, but that, yeah.
But you're not going to go get in a fucking shower and she's saying drop him at the fucking door.
No, he ain't.
And
no.
Then let's just say if she meets
them
you
bitches
in the
at the angle.
Let's just say if she meets you in the driveway. Because she... get a little freaky too now. All right. She may meet you in the driveway, or she may meet you in the garage, or wherever. Like, and she's like, no, you're not going in the house right now. Let me take care of you. And then you're like, well, damn, baby, I ain't even got in the shower yet, but go ahead.
I mean, how listen.
Don't that shit be hot?
All right, well, let me just say this. 99% of the time, I'm taking the damn shower.
Okay.
But that 1% that she didn't met his ass in the garage, she dropped.
Hey, I'll give you the 1%. I'll give you the 1%.
Okay.
You dropping it.
Whatever.
I'll give you the 1%.
Motherfuckers are lying.
No, see, my husband is definitely a very clean and fresh guy. So if even after being at home, being at work a long day, like if he come in the house, he ain't typically like sweaty and nasty and dirty and... Yeah, I could go without him running and jumping in the shower.
Because some men don't, depending on the man, because some men sweat more than others. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's all. Yep.
And perspire and all that stuff more than others. But if you're a guy that doesn't do that and, you know, you're still kind of fresh, it's like, you're not about to jump in no goddamn shower. You're about to get it in right then and there. Like, you know, and that's perfectly fine.
That's true.
Let's just imagine if it wasn't no such thing as deodorants and all this smell good shit and soaps and shit. Because in my heart of hearts, the way the world should be, we all should be naked. Which I would love that. but we're not. You know.
Can you imagine this podcast naked? What the fuck are you talking about? We
have. I had to go digital. We could have been viral.
That would be the first time that's been done.
Listen! We all just sitting in the natural.
But y'all, on Valentine's Day, I do tell everybody to put on lingerie and their pajamas.
And that's what we do on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's what we do on Valentine's Day. We do a sexy.
Y'all ain't never had the girls in here real sexy.
On Valentine's Day, I do it up for the Valentine's Day.
Gotcha.
So,
do you light up fireworks inside the place on July 4th? You get sparklers or...
Oh, we could do little sparklers. We could do like...
That'd be nice. I never did that.
Hey, you know...
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Hopefully by July 4th, we'll be on the 100th episode.
Mick just don't know. He just graduated twice. So he gonna be on this podcast a lot. I'm gonna blow his phone up.
Hey, anytime. Yeah,
bring your damn girl too if you want to.
Emily!
Emily's a beast.
So, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I like naturality. And, you know, not the funky shit, but I like naturality in a certain degree. And for men, like I said, I'd rather be a man because men don't have to go through a lot of shit like women. And I take my hat off to women because I was raised by 9 women and a mother and
appreciate
a grandmother.
You. Can we clap for them one time?
Can we clap it up for them? I respect women on such a high degree. I really do. Just for me.
Get in the comments, y'all.
You know, God chose me to be who I was, and I didn't want to straddle the fence and lead a woman on and go through all that bullshit, but that's another conversation. But yeah.
What you got next?
Okay, so the next one is, what is your biggest turnoff? What is your biggest turnoff? What is your biggest turnoff? The next one is, what is your biggest turnoff? Yeah, go ahead.
Are you talking about like
sexually? You know what? It don't even have to be sexually.
It can really be in a person.
It can be you dating and you get to know this person and they say some crazy shit or whatever, do something or whatever. It just biggest fucking turnoff?
My biggest turnoff is for somebody to be fucking like nonchalant, like they really don't give a fuck. I can't stand that shit. Like whether I'm talking to you about something, whether you know of something that has happened, like I hate for a person to be like, like, bitch, clearly you heard me. So you don't care? I just don't. Especially if I know deep down inside, you heard me and you give a fuck. But you gonna sit here like, oh yeah. That's such a turnoff for somebody not to be in tune with what they really feel and cannot express themselves and be truthful.
Okay. I agree with that.
If I was in the market looking to date somebody, my biggest turnoff would be somebody who's sitting there fucking sucking on a vape or sucking on a vape 24/7, can't put the thing down, hitting it every 10 seconds, like they can't live without it, or smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Instant, looking the other way. Mm-hmm. I hate the smell of cigarettes. I hate the fact that you can't put down the vape more than 10 seconds and you're hitting that shit 24/7. I think that can't do it. So.
Okay. Now you gotta be blowing my shit out the window.
Fuck. As he gets up out of secondhand smoke.
No, it's different. You're not smoking a cigarette. You're not smoking a Marlboro Red. Exactly.
It's a cigar and it's sweet.
It smells good. It's not a Marlboro
thank
Red.
You, man.
It's not a menthol.
It gets on my nose.
Knowing I need my sweets.
It's not the menthol or the damn Marlboro Red.
No, I would never do a pack of cigarettes. I don't like that smell either. That should be all in your carpet, clothes, yeah. Every damn thing. It's a mess. Yep. But even if I'm dating somebody and you do that and you cigarette, I can't judge you. Just smoke it outside. That's just it. And make sure you brush your goddamn teeth.
Please, and thank you.
Jesus. But I wouldn't turn my relationship against that because people do that. Like, they'll be like, oh, you smoke cigarettes. And this person could be a good fucking person. You know, and they'll just turn the whole relationship over, and it's like, damn, you could have blocked your blessings because of a cigarette. Just make boundaries and go around it, like, you know. But if they chain smoking and they need to smoke, I was in a relationship with somebody, and you know, that's neither here nor there. They smoke cigarettes like a chimney, and they would smoke them outside and all that. But you never would smoke. But you know what? They smoked the real shit. They didn't smoke Newports. They smoked shit that costs like $8 a pack.
So what if you had that boundary before the relationship? Is that fun?
Yeah. I wouldn't trip. I really don't. I'm like, to be honest, like, when it comes to, like, being with somebody, I'm not really a big judger.
Mm.
And this is my rule of thumb when it comes to being with somebody is don't cheat on me, don't lie to me, and be completely honest. If you can do all three of those and you reveal who you are to me, let me make the assumption if I want to deal with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, and then I find out that you're not who you are, then it's like, oh, you lying son of a bitch. Yeah. Then I have to reframe and do all these things to be like, okay, now do I want to deal with this shit? Because this motherfucker told me that they don't do this and that, and they doing it. But if you tell me, then I'll be like, okay, look, this is what we going to do with that. Because I know everybody has their vices. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, you can't say if you're a weed smoker and you don't like cigarettes and you don't want to date nobody with cigarettes, but at the end of the day, you smoke weed. But they just smoke cigarettes. Or if you're a drinker and they don't drink, and you just have to find that common balance with those things. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't wanna push my blessing away over something that's kinda can be fixed, you know.
I think it's fine to personally discriminate or have a boundary before you get into a relationship.
Of course.
You know, if that's one of your top things that you think that someone shouldn't do. Unless they're willing to drop it.
Yeah.
Then that's, you know.
Because ain't nothing worse than getting into a relationship hoping that this person is going to change.
And you can flip what he said.
Wait a minute. Where will we change? Okay, look, y'all.
Because a lot of people get in relationships that hope that a person is going to change
something.
Y'all
might not agree with me on this, and I don't care. I really don't. But people are going to be people.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to fix people, it never works.
Never works. Mm-hmm. Nope.
But the thing is, we're all human. We all go through shit. We all have our things that... Shit, you may meet a girl that be like, oh, you play video games. I don't fuck with a guy that play video games.
Yeah, now I wouldn't talk to him again.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And even it goes with, let's just say you meet a girl that smokes cigarettes and shit like that. And you play video games, but she don't like the video games, and you don't like the cigarettes.
Good,
man. But guess what? But guess what? No, listen to this.
It ain't gonna work.
This is the thing. The thing is, sometimes we get so caught up into the idea of what our ideal person is.
That we miss our blessing.
We miss our blessing.
Yeah.
Like, because at the end of the day, you're no better than me. Your vice is no greater or bigger than mine's. And,
right, yeah.
And, you know, and who am I to tell you what not to do and not and do and this? My thing is just don't cheat on me. And don't lie to me in the beginning. Because if I tell you this is what I like and don't like and this, that, and the third, you say, oh, I don't do that. And, we get together and then you're doing it. You lied. So my thing is just stay truthful in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then let me make that assumption or decision if I want to deal with you or not. You know, but I think just as humans, I think we have so many stipulations on what we don't want and want. And it's just like nobody is fucking perfect. Like, you may get that with somebody. True. Let's just get it like this. You may get with a girl that don't do everything you like. And let's just say she may be one of them ones that don't like to clean, don't like to wash clothes. Don't like. And then she may be one of them ones that I call it. Hold on, y'all. Because this is crazy what I'm about to say. She may be one of those females that, you know, when she go take a shit or sit on the toilet, her ass is kind of sending me. And she leaving cinnamon butter on the goddamn
leaving
toilet.
That damn thigh dirt. And that is like, some nasty shit.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Listen.
Wait.
And we're going to work on that.
We're going to work on it.
That one, hey.
So, look.
But that's not one of the five things that you might, like you said, you have three things, but what if someone has five things that
that's fine.
No one's got that on the list. No one can predict that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, let's just say that does happen. And then it keeps continuing happening. And you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like, oh, whatever, you know. Because, you know, some people just don't want to hear the shit.
Right.
And then you're like, well, damn. Like, can't you just go wash your ass a little bit better? But that seems to hurt no difference.
Mm.
But I just feel like sometimes we put so many stipulations on the things that we do and don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are genuine good fucking people that will literally ride and die for you, that will literally love you unconditionally, that will literally go to the back for you. And the fact that you said, oh, you smoke, then you get with somebody that don't smoke, and then they don't do half of what the person that would do that would smoke.
You make a good argument, but if you at the beginning, if you make that limitation, you're never going to miss the people who are genuinely good, because you're only looking at the people who don't smoke. So, and you could be missing out on people, but you wouldn't be missing out on those unless you looked at the people who were smoking. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like.
So, you're saying you wouldn't know. you would never know if they were good people or not.
Yep, because I wouldn't give them the chance. So, yeah. I wouldn't hurt over the person that I would have missed.
But you don't know that you wouldn't hurt. Because here it is, you might get with somebody that doesn't smoke and gives you everything on your list, but mm-hmm. doesn't give you the love and the energy that that person that smoked did.
Yep.
Or would have.
Yep.
If you gave them a chance. And got to know them. And maybe they weren't as big of a smoker as you thought they were.
Right.
You just saw them smoke.
Yep.
And it was a turnoff.
Yeah.
Likes, comment, and subscribe, y'all. Get in the comments.
Get in the comments.
I'm so intrigued.
Am I wrong?
Look, I'm going to say this, y'all. No. Go ahead. What you say if you're wrong?
No, I'm going to say, you know, if I'm wrong or if I'm right or you know. You think someone else is, you know, you agree more with one person than the other, just get in the comments, let us know your opinion, and yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's got an opinion.
And I'll say this last thing, because we all as humans think that we have options.
Listen.
Let me say this right now. We sit up here and be like, yeah, we got options. There's plenty of people out here We don't have as many options as we think we do.
Not decent ones. Dear God. You got options.
We got
but
options.
But you probably got one good one.
But I will honestly say,
you probably got one good one.
We don't have options as we think we have options. Because we're sitting here like, oh, that person over there, I'm done. Or that person does that, I'm done.
Quality over quantity anytime.
Yeah, and it's like, at the end of the day, I feel like whoever makes your heart flutter and really shows that, it's worth the risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to get a person that does all your checklists.
Nope.
And all nope. these things, like I had
and you'll be somebody surprised
that I was with for 13 years that would pee, and they would pee on the toilet.
Oh. No, I'm not. But see, you would be surprised about...
You know what I would do?
The person that you end up with.
Oh, babe pissed on the toilet, and I wipe it off.
See, no.
But
nasty.
But I would say that, so I'm like, make sure you wipe. You know, I would say that, but you know, if you're talking about somebody that's been doing this forever, and changing sometimes takes a minute. It doesn't
happen overnight.
It doesn't. They don't snap to it, especially when they're grown and they think they know every fucking thing. And you can't tell a grown person something, especially after a while or whatever. But they will change over time.
But you'll be surprised but that...
Some people will surprise you, and they'll be like, okay, I got you.
The well, checklist that you have, you'll be surprised with the person that you actually end up with.
Yeah. No, you... Yeah.
My type... Yeah. What I thought my type was... That's not who I married.
And I will say this. Say you go out on a date with somebody and you're having just a great time. 2 dates in, great time. 3 dates in. Mm-hmm. You think this is the person who makes your heart flutter, but you catch them sniffing a line of meth in the restroom. Are you going to let that go to be with that person?
Hell no.
Hell no, you're not. Because Hell that's no. something that you know, like we that's said at no the beginning, good. Like we said at the beginning. You can't change people.
Yeah.
They're going to change themselves if they want to be changed.
And in the meantime, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Exactly. So.
The fuck?
I agree. But I think there's some things that even if there's that person who makes your heart flutter, there are some things that.
You just kind of.
You can't.
You got to draw the line.
You got to draw the line.
You know what? I agree with everything you're saying. I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, you're good. No,
yeah. I have to do that as the host because I have to get y'all minds ticking.
Yeah.
Even if I agree with everything you're saying, I'd be like, fuck. This motherfucker just... I understand exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
But no, let me switch this up. But I am totally... I totally agree with you. Like, no, let me tell y'all people something. No, don't accept any damn thing. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth your sanity. If this is what you like and this is what you want, you find that person that you want that maybe checks off most of your checkbox, and they may be short at certain things, but you can work with them, you know. But I totally agree with Mick and Dewan with this. It's not that I don't, but you know, I have to be kind of on the other side of
shit. Yeah, you got to play their side.
I have to play that. Okay, but what if?
Mm-hmm.
I like to play the what.
Hey, we sure because it gets you. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yep,
that's just me. Mm-hmm. That's part of me. My personality is that because I like to hear people think. Like mm-hmm. I like to hear what really makes people tick and what draws people to that certain degree of humanity or whatever you want to call it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, that meth addict will really be ticking whenever you're with them. So
trust me, I dealt with one.
Listen.
And look, beautiful person.
And they'll be ticking.
They went to church.
But they
they had all these like good qualities. The sex was phenomenal. Best sex ever. But they were high.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But in my mind, this is not right. This is not what I want. This is not what I see my future in. Some things be just lust.
Yeah.
And you have to determine what's lust and what's real and what's love and all these things. But good person. They were raised right. They just went down the wrong path in life. And I'm not here to try to play Captain Save-A-Hole either.
Yeah.
No, I'm not about to sit here and try to, oh, you need to go to AA and all this other shit. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, they know it.
Because guess what? I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. Whatever you want, Messiah or Buddha. None of those things.
Yeah.
I need you to
God, handle your people, because I'm not dealing with that.
If those people aren't going to do it for themselves, you're not going to get them to.
No, yeah, period.
At all. No, not at all.
That's just how it goes.
And I had to literally learn that, because here I am, hopeless romantic.
Right?
Your love. And
you're thinking
balance
with your...
Balance it out for them.
I dare you say it.
Thinking with your heart instead of your brain.
That don't want you what you about to say.
Thinking with that pee.
It was cute how he put it, like, but in his mind, like, yeah. Thinking with your dick, nigga.
Yeah. What you got next?
Have you ever faked an orgasm? Have you ever faked an orgasm? The question is, have you ever faked an orgasm? Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And yes, we are on episode 50, and this is a celebration with Mick and DeJuan, and I appreciate them both for coming on here and celebrating with me and the whole, everybody that was a part of this.
Cheers to 50.
Yeah, cheers to 50. So, the question is, would you ever fake an orgasm?
Will I ever fake one, or have I?
Have you ever faked one?
Yes. Why?
Damn.
Because it was...
Go ahead.
Not getting me where I needed it to get me, and I wanted it to be over, so that was the way for it to be over, without me just crushing a motherfucker and being like, okay, can you just stop?
You know what? Women do that shit.
What do you want me to do? You want me to crush? Would you prefer if you were in a course with somebody and you just was not getting a job done for them to be like, okay, look, this is not happening, okay, just let go. Would you prefer for them to be like, okay, like, to act as if the climax was reached, and for you to feel like, okay, I please you, and for them to be like, okay, and pat you on the back, and y'all wash up and gone back to bed? What would you like?
Well, what would I like?
Well,
you would like to actually please that person.
Go
sure.
Ahead, Mick.
But.
Do you want me to go? Or do you want to go?
I've
got to answer the question first.
Let Mick go. Okay,
go ahead, Mick. Answer the question, because.
Yeah. Have I ever faked an orgasm? Yes.
Mm.
Yep.
I've never heard that from a male's perspective, but go ahead. Explain why. Go ahead.
Hold on. Someone's trying to call me. Not trying to dodge the question.
No, you good. I just never heard that from a male.
Yeah, no, I have. Personally, I knew that it was never going to happen for me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Was nothing on the other person's. I just knew it wasn't going to happen. But I knew that that person might take it personally, and this was like a one-time, two-time fluke.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I didn't want them to take that personally, so.
He didn't want to hurt no feelings, see?
Yeah, I think people's emotions are important, and I mean, I ain't trying to make nobody feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during a time that, you know, they're trying, you know, might be trying their best. So.
Might be trying their best. Mm. Mm-hmm. What you got, Lamar? Talk to us.
I've never faked one. I just kind of give up. Because if I can't get my nut, and we've been doing it for like an hour or whatever, it's just kind of like, okay, this is doing too much. I'm sweating for no reason, and it's not getting me there. And you're probably not doing something that I need you to do to get me there,
mm-hmm.
You know.
So let's cut it out.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's been turned into aerobics in this motherfucker.
Like, yeah. I mean, whether it's like what you went through during the day, or what that person's doing, or just like the scenario, maybe somebody just passed away or something, and you're just like, you know...
Listen, okay? Because that has an effect.
There's a lot that goes on in our lives, and I mean, you know, you should never be pressured to,
I've never faked it, but I've had, like, just gave up, like, okay, enough is enough. We did every position we could do, and it didn't get me there because
linking up.
I don't know about you, but for me, if you're not fiddling with my balls and
enough is enough.
Like all that bam, bam, bam is cool, but I need you to bam, bam, bam and rub those nuts a couple of times because That's going to get me tingly.
Listen.
Oh, my God. This guy.
I need to be tingled.
What is next?
Because I'm not about to be doing all this goddamn overwork shit.
What is next? Okay.
And you tight and all that old shit. I feel the grit. I feel the grit.
Listen.
But, I need you to grab down there and make sure those things are there. Like,
Listen,
pull out and you do a little lick lick here and there. Like, you know, I need you to do kind of like a triple threat with all that. Because I need to feel like a couple different things going on, you know. That's just me.
Hey.
But, you know, yeah, I've never faked one. But I did have, I just gave up. Okay. Okay, the next one is, have you ever been caught in the act?
No.
Like having sex?
Yes.
By anyone?
Anyone.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on, let me think.
Yes, I did!
No, I've never been caught in the act. Nope.
Yes, I did. And I played sleep. Me and my, the dude that I was talking to at the time, his brother, like, we was in the basement, and his brother, like, came in the basement, and dear God, I just laid on top of him like I was asleep.
Did he know?
Knowing right before.
Did the brother know?
He knew.
He knew, yeah.
He said something afterwards, like, later on in the day, like, and I know what y'all was doing. I gave you
serious.
Listen. Yes. Okay, yes. I answered that too fast. Now, come on. What you got?
No, I've never been caught in that.
All right. So, just me. Okay.
I've never been caught in that.
I sure did. I got caught, honey. Laid down quick, too.
The next one is... hold on. Where is it? Who would you choose if you had to get back with your ex?
Oh, no, you the fuck did.
And why?
I'm not even.
Who would you choose? In...
I'm not doing this.
Oh, hell no.
I know, right? What the fuck are you trying to do? Break up happy homes and shit? I'm not fucking with him.
And not at all.
But I think I have to use the restroom.
Go ahead, use the restroom.
His face is bloodshot red. Like, this motherfucker tripping.
Yeah, I'm gonna go use the restroom. You guys answer this question.
Oh my God. Hey, so,
if I tell my girlfriend about that one, I might not be able to come back.
Listen.
Who you doing?
Is it the first door on the right?
Who is it?
Yeah,
it's that one right there on the right.
Absolutely not, son. Absolutely not. I said this motherfucker get juicy, but this bitch is trying to get too juicy. Oh my God! No, I'm not answering that. What is that? Ask the question again.
Okay. Who would you choose if you had to get back with your ex?
If I had to, why would I have to?
If you had to get back with your ex, let's just say the ex did everything that you wanted and you grew up and y'all went y'all separate ways and then you realize that they changed and they are a different person now and you see that and you feel that in your heart of hearts and you're like, damn. And this was the person that kind of, you feel like that got away from you because y'all were younger and all those things. Like, so who would it be if you had to choose to get back with your ex? You don't have to name drop.
Okay.
I expect to not name drop ever. But, yeah. Is there somebody that you would?
Is there somebody that you would? Mm-hmm. It sounds like I don't have a choice. So if I got to pick. Who would I pick that was like one of listen. And so it definitely wouldn't be my first. I did date this guy.
Okay.
That was, I feel like, if I had to get back with him, I feel like now that we are adults, I don't know, that's kind of hard because I don't know these motherfuckers. I don't know who they are now. But if I, going from who they were, like I do have a guy that I dated that used to be really nice and he just let his immaturity get in the way of us. Mm-hmm. So I guess I could say that if I had to get back with an ex, I would get back with him or, yeah, I guess it would be this guy that I used to date back in the day because he was really nice to me. He just was immature. Like, and I would imagine that he's more of an adult now about situations as time, a long time has passed. You know what I'm saying? I guess I would go with the sweetest guy that I dated back in my past. If I had to go back in my past and pick somebody. I think that's fair, all and right. I think that's safe because he's trying to get me.
I answer that.
Answer it. You can, slut. Yeah. Well.
This one particular guy, I was 23 and they were 19, going on 20. And we had a good relationship. It was beautiful. They were young. We both were young. I was starting college. And we went to see the ball drop in New York. We had like this, we actually went on a Eastern tour of the whole East Coast from Florida on up to New York to see the ball drop. My cousin, she was a truck driver at the time, and she was like, just get in the road with me and we're going to go on the whole East Coast because I got to deliver in all these states and we're going to finish in New York. And I was like, okay, cool. So at the time I was with this particular person and beautiful person. And I honestly think that if we weren't so young and the cheating didn't happen, we'd probably still be together to this mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. But if I had the choice to go back to an ex, it would definitely have to be that person because we saw eye to eye on everything and they understood me fully and I was able to be completely myself. And that's a very big important. Wait a minute, y'all.
Yes,
hold on.
Let me get
my 15 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Look, when you get with anybody, if you can't completely be yourself, I don't care if you fart on the couch. I don't care if, like, you know, you like doing whatever it is that makes your heart whatever. And they accept you wholeheartedly for who you are. And they just like, yeah, man, I love you for who you are. And I'm not trying to change anything. I've only met that one time in my life. Beautiful person. They just were going through a lot of shit. And they cheated and all that stuff. But now that we're older, we still keep in talk. We still keep in contact. And we're still friends. But if I had to go back, it would definitely be that person. And you know who the fuck I'm talking about. Because I just saw your ass like 3 weeks ago. At your house. but we didn't do anything. But it would definitely be that person. Because they didn't try to change anything of who I was. They accepted it. They actually loved it. I'm not hard to get along with. Like I said, when it comes to, like, I'm not the most perfect person, but I'm very OCD, I'm very clean, I'm very spiritually inclined, and all those wonderful things or whatever, and, you know, it was a good match, but I would definitely go back to that person, even to this day, if they approach me on that level, I'd be like, you know, we were young at that time, we're both extremely grown now. I would definitely consider a second chance at that because I know what that was and what that felt like. And everybody that I had after that, I had to dummy down who I was. Mm-hmm. I had to conform to making them more happy than myself. And
the person that I end up marrying, and they had a kid, and I was like trying to make sure them and the kid, and I felt like I wasn't a part of their union, and you know, like when you meet somebody with a child, that's a whole different ball game. Mm-hmm. You know, so even with that, it was like, you know, I couldn't really be who I was. And with that person, I knew for a fact that I could literally just let my guards completely down, and they would just be like, yay, you got it. And they rooted for me. And so, yeah.
What that about person, you, yeah. Nick?
Well, I mean, there's probably one girl. Her name was Morgan.
Oh, she name dropped.
Name dropped.
Yeah,
we don't need.
Look at you said yeah.
Hey, okay.
Well, go ahead, do your big one.
Hey,
go
that's ahead. A common ass name. No one can dumb it down or you go know ahead. Single it out to any go girl. Ahead. Go if ahead. She ever comes across this podcast, she'll know.
Go ahead.
But no, she was a great person. She was genuine. She seemed like she cared. You know, really great looking person. Really good broken person, actually. But, yeah. I mean, that would probably... It just wasn't the right time. I was just getting into college. She had a lot of commitments, as did I. You know, going to school every day and stuff like that, so...
Okay.
I prematurely ended it, but I think it was better for the both of us before we started getting off into, like, a...
Okay.
Super, super serious and never seeing each other type situation, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No hard feelings. She's a great person. I'm sure she's doing great. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
We got two more questions and we're done. And like I said, we are episode 50. We're celebrating right now. And I'm like really split right now. Okay, y'all. These last two questions is crazy as hell. And...
They all been damn crazy.
I mean, because that last one was just crazy. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, also,
okay.
Prefaces, Emily, trust me, baby, you are the best out there. I love you.
And to my husband, don't you worry about the name.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
listen. Emily, husband, look, hold on, first of all.
Listen.
Let me, I got y'all.
Listen.
Because I'm not with nobody. I'm actually going through a divorce. But I got y'all. Emily and T. Look, don't be on no bullshit.
You understand the finger language.
Look, yeah, yeah.
Don't be on no motherfucking bullshit. This is a show. They're being honest. Love your partners. Love your marriage.
True.
All of that. They're True. Not. They still love you. And I'm going to make sure I post this too as a clickbait so y'all can see that. But don't judge them or anything. They're just being honest, and I'm sure y'all have people too, because if y'all asked us on here, I'd be asking y'all the same motherfucking question.
You're damn right. But she probably would have an answer to the same damn question,
and I'm sure she would. But okay. Look here.
No, I see it.
So yeah, don't, yeah, we're not doing it. This is a very this is a very safe space to be open and honest, and that's what this show is all about. And I appreciate you guys for coming. And we got two more, and I'm going to go into this one. What is a secret fantasy you've never shared with your partner? What is a secret fantasy that you never share with your partner? Go.
Well, it ain't going to be a secret no more, goddamn. I'm sick of it.
It could be anything.
Okay.
I don't know mine.
Okay, well, sure.
Secret fantasy. Go ahead.
My secret fantasy, my best friends already know this. I've had the same conversation with them, asking what they would think. Just one day, wake me up with head. Never have to prompt it. I do not want to prompt it.
That's a fantasy? You ain't getting that? Emily, what? Baby girl.
Hold on, wait a minute. Well, I got you.
Baby girl, that's no. I need my 15 minutes.
Hold on.
Bring it right here.
You on there. Go ahead.
Bring it. No, I need 15.
Go ahead.
Bring it right here.
Go ahead.
Emily, the fuck are you doing?
Thank you.
Get that motherfucker now. Get that motherfucker. What?
You got that?
You probably
got that too.
All right.
Emily, you got me fucked up.
Slow.
Hold on, wait. My homeboy right here wants dome.
That's a fantasy.
Wait a minute. My homeboy wants dome in the top of the hour. Do
the
you
top?
Hear me?
The top?
Like.
While the birds singing, look, baby.
The birds ain't even out yet.
Ow!
Make sure you motherfucking make lockjaw.
Listen.
To what? The point your damn lips hurt.
Yeah, yeah, but
give my boy what he want.
But the thing is, I don't want to prompt it.
It
but
ain't.
Shut up.
Listen, listen.
Shut up.
Honey.
Shut the fuck up. I got you. Because I'm bringing her on this show.
I'm bringing her in.
Emily.
Listen.
Your man that you love so dearly. Honey. He's a very handsome guy.
Man, you ain't waking him up to no.
Wake him up to it. You know, just slip it. You know, do a little wiggle down there. You know, you got to wiggle. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he get what he
girl,
needs.
Girl, you ain't got to wiggle a motherfucking thing.
That is a man. That is all men's fantasy,
I need 15.
Really. But, okay, you
15. You ain't got wiggle shit. Put that motherfucker in your mouth.
Okay.
It will wiggle his motherfucking self right to where the fuck hello. It needs to be in. Honey, what you doing?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello. All right, we talking about fantasies. Fuck go, Lamar. Wiggle. What you got? I'm going last.
My fantasy, This is might sound crazy. I have this thing for midgets.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
Little people. I don't want to disrespect y'all calling midgets because y'all little people. Dwarfs or whatever you want to call it. My fantasy is to hold on. I hear a bitch click. And it's on me, so it ain't on y'all. I have this thing with midgets. Y'all just so built right. And I can kind of like be in complete control. And like take you all around the house. This is just.
Oh my.
So you want to abuse midgets?
See, why the fuck you gotta say abuse?
Why you gotta say abuse?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait,
totally
wait,
joking.
Y'all. Wait, y'all. He said abuse. It's not abuse, it's love. I love you guys. You're little and compact. I can pick you up. And show you around the world.
Oh my god.
He wants to have a sex ring of midgets. Okay. I'm just joking.
But, yeah, there's my new co-host, y'all. He's an asshole. I see it now. He's going to be the one that be like, you fucking bastard. Like, no. I'm going to be cutting him up. We're going to be arguing.
Oh my goodness.
Midgets is a thing. But I've said it in other shows, but that is my thing. But I will say this, though. I'm going to piggyback on what you said. Not the head thing in the morning thing. But if we're out in a restaurant or we're just out and you want to get it in real quick, take me in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Take me in the bathroom. I would be so down with that. Like, public affection to me is very exclusive and hot. And I've never had that really ever happen ever, which is so weird because I'm a whore sometimes. But Jesus. Public affection, yeah. Like if we're at dinner or we had even if you had a movie, if you had a movie and we're watching a movie and you get kind of freaky, you pull it out. It's like right there. Like we're in the dark. Like I'm gonna make sure that our seats is good where we're in the back, like and all that shit. But you know. I might bring a blanket too, you know. Just if I bring a blanket, you know, like I'm thinking that kind of shit. Like, but you know, but yeah, public affection.
Okay, so because that's what I'm gonna say is my fantasy is to be just take me down on the beach. I know. I would deal with sand in my ass and all of that if I have to.
That's a good one.
Yes. I just, and you know, you see them little sexy scenes and shit on the movies. Take me down on the beach.
I'm with all of that. Because, you know, a lot of people, we get with these people and they don't be adventurous enough.
No,
and
boring.
It's just like,
Take me to, okay, look, casual sex is cool. Like, you kind of know what you're getting into, what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And, but when you take it out of that equation and you do something that's completely far left, it kind of makes me want you more.
That's where them tears come from.
Like, and, I told you. And that's you know, if you give me from. That fantasy of that you want me in any capacity, I'm going to be just like, wow. Like, it's going to wow me. So I get what you're saying. But my homeboy need his dick sucked. Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me get my 15.
Get it right, though.
Homeboy need his dick sucked when he sleep. So, Emily, get your shit together.
Oh, my God. Because
I don't know what the fuck you got going on. And I love you, Emily. Sweeties, I love you. I haven't met you yet. I know I'm going to meet you. You know I'm a fucking hoot. But can you service him in the midnight hour? It was an eclipse just a minute ago. You could have did that shit at eclipse too. That would have been very perfect too. But I'm just saying. But yeah, I feel you on the beach thing.
Yeah,
the beach thing's good.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I feel you on the beach thing. I've never had that done, but I would love to do that on the
beach.
Yes. Okay, this is the last one, you guys.
What we got? Like, share, comment, y'all. Get in them comments. We want to hear what y'all got to say too.
Yes, indeed.
As I eat all the food.
That's a celebration. Uh-oh. What do you got for the last question of the 50th? It just got juicy. That's
okay,
why you got
look,
quiet.
I got two more. Uh-oh. I'm going to do this one, then we're going to do the last one. So this one is, what is one thing that, hold on, what is one thing you always wanted to try in the bedroom and haven't told your partner? What is one thing you've always wanted to try in the bedroom and haven't told your partner? Go.
So I got to tell the world before I tell my partner.
Heal the world, make it a better place. Ain't that Michael Jackson?
This is some bullshit.
Emily gonna kill you. She gonna be like, what the fuck did you just go over there? It'll be like, it was a setup. Just say
it was a setup.
Blame it all on me. I promise you. You can call me. And I'll be like, Emily, I love you. It was all fun and jokes and giggles. And yeah, it's entertainment. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give you a...
What is one thing you've always wanted to try in the bedroom and haven't told your partner?
And haven't told my partner.
That's a hard one.
It ain't for me, because I got a few things. So I'm going to go with the easier one. I want to role play.
Role play what?
Like, he wants his damn fool, thing into it.
This fucking fool. Like, I want to role play. Like, I want to act like...
We grown. Fuck that. Like, what you want to act like? Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
Cop and robber? Like,
no, I don't want no fucking cop and robber. But no good guy. But I do. I just want to, like, act like two people were not. Like, and role play.
Oh, like, I'm with you on that one, sis.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I want to just role play.
I'm with you.
And, like, just be comfortable being two different people. And
that
like,
would be exclusive.
And just role play. No judgment. No, like,
I
barriers.
I don't care if we on the run.
Uh-huh.
Maybe long as I'm next to you.
Hey.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, y'all. On the run, part two. Good. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, man. I feel like, my girlfriend and I are pretty open with each other, so it's hard for me to think of something that I haven't already told her, like, at least mentioned. Why don't you go and...
Okay, I got you.
You go, and then I'll give you mine. Oh, damn, you didn't even have an answer ready?
Okay. In the world of homosexuality...
It's fool.
Damn, this is it. This is a tricky one. I don't know. I always wanted to try in the bedroom, but haven't told your partner. Okay. Okay, I will say this. I consider myself versatile, which you receive and take. But I only take is when I'm with somebody, because we're both men. And of course, you know, that's, we yarn holes and shit. That's what it's made for. I would probably want to be like half of my body out the window.
What the fuck?
And yelling to the raccoons and the possums and the cats.
I can't fucking stand it.
Mama, please don't watch this episode because you got me fucked up. Sheila, we not doing this one.
She operate too far in if she get to this part.
She don't watch this shit.
Damn, 3 hours in. Anyone who makes it to this part deserves a medal.
Okay. Penetration wise, that would be that one. But if it was on the other end, I would want that for my mate.
Them to be hanging out a fucking window and just hooting and hollering.
Half all the way out the fucking window.
Look,
I'm on the third floor. If you want to hang out my window, we have a third floor.
Listen.
Or on the patio.
My God.
Or, you know, and it's just one of those nights where it's like, even, and it has to be cold. Because the warm shit is cool. Because, you know, sometimes shit goes down when it's warm. But I would want it to be like a cold night where you just don't expect. I'm a spontaneous person any fucking way.
Ain't no damn cold happening.
So.
I hate the damn cold.
Make haste the cold. But yeah, so yeah, I would probably like that. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I would say personally in the bedroom, probably a threesome. I think that's something that I think that I really would love to enjoy and to experience.
I was gonna say that.
Everybody wants to experience a threesome one time.
Yep. Yeah, so that's mine. I think that would be great. I think I would probably enjoy it more than she would, but that's my answer.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you'll be surprised.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah.
Y'all know we're going to hell for this.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll all be there in hand baskets with glitter.
Okay, this is the last one.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I said, what was your secret fantasy, and have you ever shared it with... I did say that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
What is your most... This is the last one. This is kind of mild. What is your most adventurous... Hold on, wait a minute. What is your most adventurous place you like to make love?
Mm.
Your most adventurous place, and I need y'all to go in depth with this one, that you would like to make love in.
Would like to.
Would like to. Go.
Go.
I'll go first.
I was going to say, nah, hold that thought.
I got one too, so.
I'll go first with this one.
Go for it.
Mine would be, I really want to move to Switzerland when I get rich. I love the backdrop of Switzerland. I love the landscape. It would have to be on one of those fucking mountains.
At the very, very tippy top.
And no, I'm with you with the cold shit. It can't be on a cold winter day. It would have to be in the spring or summer where the shit is melted and all that stuff. But mine's would be at the top of a fucking mountain.
Yep, mine too.
Laid out where the clouds is low and we're kind of like in the clouds a little bit. Like, and... Yeah, just going at it. That would be mine at the very tip of top of a mountain. You guys go.
Yeah, that's mine. I mean, I think the hiking too, but we got to hike up to the top, I think.
Yeah.
After the hike, go up to the top. No one else is there. But a mountain that we travel to, like Chile, you know, in Europe or something crazy, something you're never going to forget, that'd be mine.
Yeah.
Mm. So I got two. Okay. I can't just narrow it down to one. I got two.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta cue your husband into this episode because he's gonna find out some damn shit.
Listen, so the first one is on the balcony of a cruise, like while the ship moving.
Damn, that's a good one too.
Okay. That's a good one, yeah.
And the second one It's on a plane.
I knew you were going to say that.
In the air, baby.
Mile High.
Yes!
She's a part of the Mile High group of people.
Yes! Yes! Okay, just one time. Just one time. I feel
that. That's a good one. I like that one better.
Okay, y'all.
Definitely harder.
Yeah, that's lit.
Cheers to 50. Like, share, and comment, motherfuckers.
Okay, look, guys. Like, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate y'all for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
How do y'all feel? Are y'all feel very relaxed?
Yes.
You know, that's what I want. I'm glad that this, like I said, guys, this is a safe space for y'all to be as open as you want, to be who you are, to express who you are. No judgment, no none of that. Like, we all humans, we all go through shit, we all walk through life different ways, and we all meet up in the middle somewhere. And I appreciate y'all for this, yeah. And we celebrating 50 episode again.
Yay!
Yay! Sebastian Sincere Harrison. Y'all already know the vibes. And we on episode 50 of the You Don't Pay Me Enough pod. And yeah, we're here with Mick. Future calls. Little do he know. And of course, my sister from another mother, Dewan. Call her D or whatever she wants to be called at the day. And she switches up every now and again.
Yeah, my D prices tomorrow.
And I love you guys so much. And y'all are awesome. And I'm going to try to make sure I don't put a lot of snippets out there that's crazy. But when they watch it, they're going to see it. Y'all guys, and I appreciate y'all for coming out. Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast and the channel. And I'm going to make sure I get everything out there to you guys in a fashionably enough time. Because I know y'all been wondering, like, where's the show? Now I've been hearing a lot of people asking. But yeah, guys, and we're out of this bitch. And y'all can say bye if y'all want to say
see
anything.
Ya.
See ya, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace out.
We love you guys.
Sebastian, you don't pay me enough to care. And they don't pay me enough either.